Oh, hi. Welcome to the Nobody Likes How You Stream. Is this on? Is this even on? Are we going? Is it working? All right, how's the audio? How's the video? A lot of pros would do a test. No, not me. Not me. And just so you know, Edinburgh Mikey is here. He won't be on camera. Say hi, Mikey.
Hi, Mikey.
Okay, so that's good. Anyway, how are we doing? Are we? Is it sounds gay? People are saying I'm good. I got a movie theater Diet Coke and a big tray of bacon, and we're gonna be doing it anyway. The audio should be fine. I'm using the blue mic. I can't be bothered to set up a lapel. But anyway, we're gonna be doing it. And I'm also using a TV for a second monitor because. Aaron Imholt taught me how to do that, so we're doing it. Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm in Scotland, and sorry for I wanted to do shows every day while I was here, but I got here and I got really sick immediately, and just stayed in bed for 2 days. So I've been in bed for 2 days. We're good. Well, we're not good, but we're better, and I think we'll be able to fucking focus. There's so much. Everybody had court this week. Hit the like button. I don't have any bells and whistles. We're going to really find out if Melton can do a show without his graphics and bells. Are we right? Are we right? Okay, we have two very serious things to get to today, and I know everybody is into Steel Toe. And wants to talk Steel Toe. But there was also a very important video that came to my attention last night. I had no idea. And for people who don't know, you know, we just did DabbleCon in Rochester. And that was a great time and a fun hang, let's say. And, of course, Shuli and I made up and scissored. And kissed lightly, and it was great, and we're best buds now, so I'll be going on TSN all the time, and hold on, Doom wants to know how many, let's talk about how many seats you bought on the plane. I bought a whole row, but only because I hate people. I don't need it to like muffin top my saddlebags over into all of economy. I just do that anyway. All right, anyway, welcome to the thing. It's a little scattered today. We got a new setup, but I did want to show you this man. I don't know if you've heard of him. I got to unmute that. Now is it working? All right. So do you know this man? Has everybody heard of this man, Shuli? I guess his ex-producer is really into child porn. I think I got the sound right now, right? It works now when I'm on this shot? Sorry about that. It's a new, you know, we're flying by the seat of the laptop. Anyway, okay, here's Shuli. Hold on, people are saying there's an echo now? I don't even know if you're fucking kidding or not. Echo, echo, echo. Oh, boy. I can't even tell if you're serious. The Kush King says you're 3 days late. Hey, asshole. All this is going to be late. I haven't done a show in a week. It's all going to be late. Some of it's going to be a week old. There was, but it's fine now. Yeah, I know. Is it on this shot? I can't tell if you're being serious, so you really need to tell me. You know. I can't really think why there should be an echo on this. What if I mute it? But now you're saying there's echo? Really echoey still. Well, I don't know how to solve it. I guess we'll just shut it down. Okay. Oh, I think I know what's happening. Okay, hold on. Man, this is the worst day of my fucking life. Okay, we're gonna add an audio capture device. I can't tell if you guys are serious or not. The echo is only... Hold on. The echo... Somebody had something helpful. The echo is only when you're on camera? Wait, so there's an echo now? Shmuel Buckman says it's all good now. Alright, so there's no sound when that's on. Alright, I'll figure it out. Hold on. Give me a second, man. You guys are all being real jerkholes. Oh, hold on. I can't even do that. Ooh. Ah! Yeah! We got copyright... No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what's happening. Okay, we just got a big crash report. Let's do it. Now what? Is it back? This is the worst day of my life. What if we just blame Scotland Internet? Alright, so OBS is crashing back to back constantly now. Oh, it's gonna do it again. Fuck. It's gonna do it again. Every time I reopen OBS, it crashes. It's not the internet. It's not. I wish I could blame Scottish internet, but it is 100% not that. All right, hold on. It's gonna crash again. I can tell. It's like frozen. Unresponsive. Somehow we're still live. Okay, hold on, it might work. Alright, I gotta add the mic to... This is cool. I agree. This is fucking awesome. This is a work. I love Melty. Fuck you. Fuck you. And I don't want to be harassed by Aaron.
I have less of an echo in the sad, lonely, empty house of tow.
Hey, buddy.
This is not good. Is this because I wanted to make a segment about Shuli's producer? Literally, like, OBS is just fucking frozen up. Somehow it's still live right now. This is not the EU. For all their faults and problems... Whoa, echo on super tip. That's just because I'm playing it in the room as well. That's normal. That's fine. I turned it down. Is this a show? This is not a show. This is not a show. Okay, hold on. If I can... I just can't, like, do anything. OBS is completely frozen. I cannot add the mic to the scene. So that you can hear me when I'm playing the Shuli tapes. I gotta play the Shuli tapes! Will this be up later? This is better than Chad ever did anything. So I don't want to hear anything about it. You could watch me troubleshoot OBS on my laptop for 4 hours. And it'll be better than anything Chad's ever done. Because it won't just be repeating like, it's so stupid. They gotta stop. It's just dumb. They don't really have a show. Patrick literally ate the HDMI cord. Fuck. Well, if I can't, add the mic to a scene, we're really, really, really in bad shape.
Hey, baby boy,
guys.
I might have nasty fingernails, but at least my OBS doesn't crash. Be sure to check out Melon Warch on Rebar Radio.
Well, it's good to know that Goldfolds is here to fuck with me, even in another continent. Hold on. New Jersey Ranger says, Shuley looked full-blown, regarded high on cigarettes. When? When? Show us the toilet. The toilet's nice. The toilet's nice. Also, when you say toilet here, I don't know whether you mean bathroom or the actual toilet. Because they call the bathroom a toilet. Which I think means you can just piss in the room. All right, well, if this doesn't work, there's no real point. I got to get this working. So maybe we'll just quit. Maybe we'll just kill ourselves. I mean, I can put it on screen, but I can't. What if we do this? Oh, you know what I can do? Oh! As soon as OBS lets me scroll, I think I can fix it. So, what's new with you guys? Anything cool? I mean, fuck! There's no errors or anything, but nothing I click on does anything. You're going to have an echo now. I don't want to hear about it. Give me a second. All right. How is it now? This could be the first step to fixing it. How is it now? And then, how is it now? Like, how is it? Can you hear me now? And if you can hear me, type rye bread. That's the code. If you can hear this, I need you to type rye bread. R-Y-E space. Bread. Okay, they can't hear it. All right, I think we got it. I think we got it, and that means I can play it. Did you guys see this? And I had no idea. John's neglected cat told me about this last night. And, ooh. Who knew?
All right. Let some people come in here. Let it fill up a little bit.
By the way, let's not start a show by going, all right, and look, this is not the right show for me to be saying. Let's not start a show by going, all right, we're live. Let's wait for some people. Let's get some people in here. Now, I know this show has been absolute shit up to this point, but hold on, Shuley's echoing now. Shuley's echoing? Okay, I need a distinction between you hearing two audio feeds and you hearing it in the room because I'm playing it to myself and not wearing headphones. Is there a distinction there? Can you guys get over the little bit of echo you're hearing in the room because I'm playing audio to myself? Can you get over that? I want to know if there's the difference between... And I'll move the mic away, but... There's gonna be some echo because I have to hear it. The Shuley clip is echo, sir. Imagine typing that and thinking it's helpful. No ice here. The point is, I need to know if it's like a crippling, debilitating double play echo or you're just hearing room noise. You fucking losers.
I like wish I was gay. I'm 50. Bark, bark, it's me, Brad. I'm just sitting by the door, wondering when my daddy is coming home.
Eat my asshole, Captain Fuckface.
I do miss my dog. I do miss Brad, Rye Brad, and I wish, more than anything, I was home with my dog. Anonymous says, oof, this explains the dark lighting. On the other hand, what are you talking about? On the other hand, I see you're up to date with your dental insurance. Huh? You fixed it. Thank you for caring. Well, believe me, I know you guys will just bitch the whole time. We'll get idiots just going all the time like, is that a necto? Is there a necto? I have a necto. Do you have a necto? I hear a necto.
Melton, a little birdie told me you're having audio issues. President Pickle does offer tech support.
Hey, buddy.
It's good to know that Panhandler's back, and I think it's only to harass me.
You're too busy leaving the country to realize the facts. I let thousands of trolls that don't contribute to the goal into my chat to shit one me.
That's going to be a problem for me. Despite my current court situation, I still have access to fuck you money and will look like a pussy if I don't.
Don't forget, I still have all the IFO on me and Aaron's shit show of a relationship. I've talked to Ethan Ralph as well. Dry clean or best men's warehouse suit, fat boy. You won't like the way you look.
I think he got that suit from Women's Warehouse. You know what I'm saying? Joke of the fringe! Peter Sky Parker, thanks for becoming a member. Keel Alda Juice. It tastes so good. Thank you for becoming a member. Frederick Hartman. Holy shit, Mason in Portland gifting 10 memberships. I think that's how you suck dick. Thank you, Mason in Portland. Johnny Rockwell is a member at Mason in Portland. So, God, we missed you. Thanks for saving DabbleCon. Look, anybody can generate AI video. It's not hard to do. All right, I think we're all right. I'll turn the Shuli stuff down so you're not getting the crazy echo. And will you please just be fucking nice? You know, can we... I'm in Scotland. I'm far from home. It's tough. It's tough.
Hi, everybody. Wasn't planning on jumping back on. But I got something I need to share with you guys.
I don't believe...
stuff. And I'd appreciate it if you guys didn't super chat. I'm not looking for any super chats. In fact, I have something else that I'd like for you guys to help me out with.
By the way, I'm the same. Don't super chat. Super tip. Oh, wait. I don't have the... So now I can't play. This is getting bad.
Wow, this is so cool. This is what I sounded like when I tongue punch April's Rot Pocket.
Now I can't play Super Tips unless they're... All right, I give up. Anyway, here's Shuli. You won't believe... First of all, why does this even need to be made, this video?
All right, I don't want to be on here long talking about this, but, you know, I feel like one of the things that we pride ourselves on here is being open with you guys and sharing with you guys what's going on. And so I wanted to pop on because I got to share this with you. So for those of you who have been with us for a long time from the beginning, the Shuli Show.
It's so somber.
Etc. You might remember our producer, former producer, Iso.
So they had a producer, I guess, named Iso Do. That'll bring us Iso Do. Bring me fucker.
So... it's come to, let me fill you in a little bit on the backstory here. Last year, Iso Horny.
Oh, Iso Horny. Oh, yeah.
Informed me that
him for kids.
And his wife were divorcing, and he needed some time away to handle that. So he took his time away. He hasn't been a part of this in any way, shape, or form for over a year since that.
There's no child porn juice on any of the current staff members.
It's come to my attention and to all of us here that Iso was arrested for possession of images depicting crimes against children. I can't. I know you're saying spit it out, but I got to be careful with what I say on here because, like, our thing, our channel could be fucked up with too much detail.
What? If you can't put it together yet, he had a producer that got arrested because he had 6,000 images of child porn on his computer. And then he's like, we have to be transparent here at the Shuly Network, and I gotta be careful with what I say because we could get in trouble or lose our channel. Now, again, I would say that you don't even need to make this video if the guy doesn't work for you, but, like, now, but you can't talk about child porn. I'm pretty sure you can talk anything you want about child porn. Especially if someone got arrested for it. You're not...
He was caught with... He was caught with over 6,000 images... and videos.
I want to know who counts them.
And he has pled guilty to the charges. He's currently incarcerated.
I mean, we're Shuly and this guy close. I don't, you know, forgive me, but Shuly looks like he's like been crying. The operating system counts them, Patrick. They got something built into the file manager that doesn't?
And he's scheduled to be sentenced in December. I want to make sure that everybody understands.
Is this an ISO-related incident?
You know, there were never any signs of any of this. For those of you... who have been with us from the start. I mean, there are many times where, you know, Iso would be producing and you hear his kids in the background and...
Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck?
And he always seemed like a good dad to me. I was in total shock when I heard about this.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't fuck his kids.
And... denial. I'm not going to lie. I felt like there's no way the guy that I knew.
Can we, first of all, is this not a problem generative AI could solve? You know, the thumbnail of this show is an onion in a kilt vomiting in Scotland. And that was probably made in seconds, and it looks realistic enough. Now, this is not going to be a popular opinion, but couldn't we generate realistic child porn that would satisfy... Okay, two unpopular opinions about the child porn thing. Number one, I think we'd all agree that collecting images... First of all, who's saving porn to a hard drive? Okay, I don't even get it. And then I said this last night in the Discord, but 6,000 images. If 10 images of nude kids can't make you come, I don't know why you're going to need 6,000 of them. I mean, come on. But the point is, we can all agree that looking at pictures of naked children... is better than fucking kids. Okay? Now look, not a comfortable topic. I get it. But can we all agree on that? looking at a picture of a naked child. Now, look, the problem is, you know, the way that these pictures are obtained and produced is abuse to children. But let's not get into that one yet. But we can all agree that fucking a kid is way worse than looking at a nude picture of a child. So, with that being said, this generative AI, and I think it is illegal to, like, make images of child porn. I'm pretty sure that's a law. Moody can tell me. But in a lot of ways, isn't it a solution? To not having victims of child porn. Patrick says ignore the abuse. No, but no, I'm making two separate points. That number one, like, child porn is not as a severe a crime as child abuse, especially sexual assault of a child. But, or rape, or whatever you want to call it. But, I'm just saying, if no kids are being hurt, and it keeps these child fuckers at bay, maybe we allow them to just go in a room and just keep generating as much child porn as they want. Look at people in the chat. They're so uncomfortable. Stop! Stop! Imagine being that fucking gay. Imagine being such a pussy. Where you're like, you can't! Don't even talk about it. I'm so uncomfortable. And then there's people in the chat room who are going like, no, that won't fix it. I'm not a politician. This is a joke. You fucking idiots. You fucking idiots. You guys are over there like, wow, Melton thinks he ought to be able to. I don't know. I don't make policy. You fucking idiots. Imagine arguing me in my chat. You fucking idiots. You're being gross? I'm not being gross. You can't handle talking about things in a true way. You can't handle it. That's you. You're uncomfortable. Something inside you is, if your stomach is churning about this, you're immature in a way. Because, you know, get the fuck over it. 199, aloha, how are you? Thank you, Kraut Cat.
Chip, tally-ho, Governor. Those are the nicest teeth I ever came across.
Oh, yeah. I probably do have the nicest teeth in the entire UK.
Hey, Patrick. Since I left that physical and mental abuser, Aaron Imholt, I've gained weight and look very hot now. Have my favorite dish on me while in Scotland. Scrimp loves some festy cock.
It's just cock, you factory wench. Now watch me fake box in a match that would never happen, but still had to put my headgear on and mouthpiece in to feel like a masculine man.
So somebody says, what about bestiality pics? No, but the point is, I guess what I'm asking is, what are we punishing people for? And I don't mean like, I mean, I understand like literally what we're punishing people for. But like, if the crime is, if the reason this is a crime, and I believe this is the truth, if the reason child porn is a crime and the reason all this stuff is a crime is because children are victims. See, I'm saying the exact opposite of what you said I was saying. I'm saying no victims. No victims. If there was a way that these idiots could be kept at bay with no victims, isn't that a solution worth at least discussing? And you're all going like, no. It's like, okay, I guess let them keep fucking real kids. You're right. I'm the asshole. So, you know, I'm just putting it out there. I'm just saying. In my scenario, I want no children to be hurt. And you guys are all like, that's fucked up, Melton. And that's a bold stance, but I'll allow it.
Or gave off any signs of anything like this, but who the fuck does, right? Like, who? You know, and I had no idea.
It gets so serious, and I guess, to me, when it gets serious, it's like, why are you serious about it? The reason I joke about fucking kids is because I don't fuck kids. I don't fuck kids. The reason I don't mind people joking about child porn and shit, I don't have child porn. So, like, literally, this is like ethereal nonsense that doesn't exist to me. Like, of course it exists, but like, why is it so? Why does it weigh on your heart so heavy? You don't know the kids. Did you see the 6,000 images? Was it your niece? Shut up.
None of us did. It's fucking insane. As a father, it's fucking disgusting.
Now, see, this is a good point, and I'm trying to get a discussion going. And J-Ro makes a good point. This is the type of dialogue I'm trying to get going. Having access to that type of AI imagery will make them want to act on it, or even worse, make someone want to commit these heinous acts. Okay, that's an argument. That's an argument. Because you're supporting the abuse of children, and that is what happened when the pictures were taken. Why is that complicated, you freak? Well, you're clearly listening. You're clearly listening. I literally go, what if it was AI and no children were hurt or exploited? And you're like, because it exploits children, you fucking idiot. What don't you get? Is the wheelchair affecting the brain? Or what's going on? Are you all right, Quad? You all right? I'm literally talking about making sure no children get exploited. And you're like, because children are the victims. But then I guess you do have to feed in quite a lot of child porn to get the model right. Okay, so I see where you're at. Okay, why don't you just say that? Okay, that makes sense. You can convince me that I'm wrong. I'm just talking. I'm just spurting shit out. But when you're fundamentally not understanding what I'm saying, Quadfather, you're fucking retarded. You might be the most retarded person on the planet. Because they want to exploit kids. What don't you get? How brave. You fucking idiot. You all fake outrage fucks. You fake fucks. Jesus Christ. You virtue signaling cucks in my chat.
And like I said, we've always been up front with you guys. And the last thing I want is for this... if we were to have knowledge of this and not bring it up... Like, okay. That's
Falsino Numero is the second dumbest guy because he keeps arguing shit I've already said. He's so stupid. How's everybody so dumb? Is everybody okay? Reset and listen. You fucking idiots. He's so uncomfortable. I love it. You fucking pussies. You're pussies. Get out. Go listen to fucking Chad.
Victims, whatever images these are, I wish the best for his family, for his kids, and it's fucking awful. It's awful for everyone involved. His parents are
not
my
the kids.
Dad's age.
It's good to, isn't it good to get a pedophile off the streets? I would argue that the children are the winners.
He's never going to see them again. And
holy shit.
You know, 6,000 is not a fucking...
Is he not even allowed to see his kids once they turn 18?
It's something that's been going on for years and years.
Well, 6,000.
And it's horrible. It's horrible. So, put a donate button for charity.
He's like choked up. But I think it's also like if you're a father, I get it. Like maybe. Or maybe it's... I don't know if it's because he's a father that he's choked up. Or is it just like this was a friend of his that he... Or an employee and... You know, like this is what's going on under his...
Hey, Melton, I generated those images of me as a 3-year-old in the bathtub that you asked for. Please be gentle to baby Ian.
Melton, have you seen this cross-dressing fan of your Juro me? Man is putting on lipstick and posting goodbye horses images to Facebook.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, Ian Hawk, you can stop emailing me anytime. You're obsessed with this shit. I'm not. Ian Hawk is, like, emailing me dossiers on members of my Discord who cross-dress or are furries. Nobody cares but you. Millions of people are into that shit. You alright? And then, like, you're notifying me like I'm HR and I gotta have a talk with him? I don't know who Jerome is. And I don't know why you do. And then I don't know why you're... did you know about this guy in your Discord? He's cross-dressing and posting videos? I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe. Everyone here cross-dresses and posts videos. Like, it's all burlesque trans weirdo. So, again, you're the fact that you're sitting at home in Texas, uncomfortable when you come across someone on the internet who has a fetish that you think is weird. And by the way, again, you think it's weird. No one gives a shit. And I for sure don't need updates or screenshots. Like, look at the video. And by the way, he says to me, like one of your best fans, Jerome. Who? I don't know. I know Ian Hawk and I know Fearless. That's the only fans I know. Who? Are you losing sleep? Are you composing emails? I don't need any more updates about freaks you find on the internet. You're uncomfortable with you. That's what's happening here. You think this is wild because you live in Texas and you've never seen a gay. Get over it.
Would this be any better of you? Thought about Brad getting graped?
No, but, like, yeah. But, like, I'm saying, I'd rather you generate an image of you fucking my dog through AI than fuck my dog. And if you think that's a controversial stance, you don't know my dog. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. Get over it. I leave you guys for like 4 days and you're all spiraling.
What's the goal? What did we set?
It's $1,000 for Take Back the Night.
So, if you guys want to help out, that would be great. And, again, I just want to let you guys know, it's fucked up. I'm angry. I'm really pissed.
Okay, he's...
And,
he's mad. I think he's mad that, like, this guy, like... Because it, like, I guess it reflects badly on the Shuley organization, although I would argue that it doesn't. Like, you can't know that somebody... Like, if you hire somebody and then you find out they murdered someone 10 years ago, like, that's not on you. You gotta forgive yourself for that. So if this is genuine, like, if he's actually... like her. I don't know. You can't blame yourself. And look, you can be mad that the guy deceived you or whatever, but I don't know. Producer Joe always sounds like he's trying to cry while he chokes on something. So Producer Joe wouldn't come near me at DabbleCon. We started noticing it on Friday night. Like, every time Producer Joe was around, like, if I walked into a crowd, like, if Producer Joe was, like, talking to a group of people and I walked up, he would, like, leave. And then, like, every time I was, like, walking to an area, like, Producer Joe would leave. One time I saw him, like, coming my direction, and they saw me, and he, like, just stopped and went back the other way. And then on the last day, I just go to him, like, you have a problem with me? Like, is something, are you mad at me? Is something wrong? And he's like, why would I be mad at you? And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm asking. And he's like, no, I'm just an asshole, and walked off. And it's like, fair enough, I guess. It was very he was very uncomfortable. Like, everyone had a good time. Like, everyone was chatting and talking. And Producer Joe, like, just wouldn't come near me the entire weekend. You smelled funny, says Painkiller. I met Painkiller there. He's very nice. Good dude. Everybody, it was fun, man. It was a fun weekend. I got to meet a lot of people I never met. A lot of fans that came out to Hackamania that I met before. It was good. And then Painkiller kept trying to fight me. And I intimidated him. I think he ran away. Keith Chain's Souvenir Emporium says, don't trust Shuley numbers. He's going to say 6 million next. I get, like, look, man, I get that it's not easy and fun to talk about. It's a comedy show. If you haven't gotten this yet, I will make uncomfortable fucking jokes. Again, I say this to people all the time, like, fucking a kid and joking about fucking a kid are not even close on the chart of, like, similar action. So get the fuck over it. I'm not uncomfortable with it. I don't fuck children. I also do not think it's right. I'm against it. I'm a hard against it. If I saw a man fucking a child, I'd stop. If I saw a man jerking off to child porn, I'd probably mind my own business. But what I'm saying is, like, you just get over it. Get the fuck over it. There's horrible things in the world. Can we talk about them? I would argue we can.
Yeah.
Where did my OBS go?
It's all I got. I don't know. So.
Yeah, sorry, Will Heron. Sorry to anybody not wearing earbuds. I guess that's a good point, too.
I just want to tell you guys that. All right, we're up.
I just wouldn't even have made this video. Like, it's not... If he doesn't work for you anymore... Because, like... Are you going to do this forever? Anytime any employee of yours does any crime after you've terminated them or after they've left the company or whatever, you come out and go, like, Guys, Jerry got 3 parking tickets, and he's looking at losing his license. And none of us saw it coming. None of us knew about this. And you go, Patrick, child porn is a little different than a traffic ticket. I just argue that, like, once you're not working with somebody, or once they're not involved with your company, or whatever, you know, that you should probably, like, wash your hands of it. Don't blame Shuley, blame the internet tards that won't let it be until he addresses it. Oh, okay, that makes sense too. Okay. I'm looking at it from different perspectives. You guys are teaching me. They always ask about ESO and look at what Muttering Jay is going on about it. I mean, that's another thing. Like, how about I don't? Muttering Jay is not a real man doing any real anything. Like, what it... Dude, like, Muttering Jay won't let it go. Yeah, Muttering Jay's autistic. Whoever he is. Like, or a troll, or just a troll. So, like, you're acting like he's the BBC. You're acting like he's CNN. You're like, dude, like, Shuley had to address it. Muttering Jay's been... What's he been doing? What did Muttering Jay do? Ah, shit. I guess if Muttering Jay won't let it go... Come on. He was an on-air personality, too. Kind of feels like you should address it. I see it either way. I don't think I would. I mean, I guess you would. But I wouldn't... I don't know. I'm not crying and raising money for a charity. I'm just going, like... Ah, it turns out a guy we used to know is a dirtbag. And... Had a bunch of pictures of kids. Muttering Jay is going to get you. Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to get me, man. Everybody's going to get me. Oh, boy. These haters and their ill-informed, stupid-ass opinions are worthless when it comes to knowing Shuley. Look, I don't know Shuley either, so I'm trying to be fair about it. I get it. Lance and Muttering Jay are premier news outlets. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, it's fine. But, like, this is like Ian Hawk emailing me about a guy I don't know who put on lipstick. It's like, fuck, what should I do? What should I do? There's a guy in my Discord who makes videos wearing lipstick? Shit. Should I quit? Should I quit the podcast? All right, we're getting to Aaron now. We'll leave the child porn stuff to you guys. Are so fucking cringe about it. You know, we might just talk child porn. Hold on, if I do stick figure child porn, could you even tell? How do you know one of them's just not Spider Alomar? Oh my god, I met Spider Alomar. He's so cute. I gotta admit, he dresses like a little... He looks like a little pimp. He looks like if you went to Build-A-Bear and they had an outfit where you could dress a boy up and make him look like a little pimp. It was like a little Build-A-Bear pimp. It was very nice. Joey C is very nice. Christina C is the most annoying human being on the planet. Joey C actually knows how to behave in a public event. But Christina C is a fucking bridge troll and insane. Insane. And I want her to stay the fuck away from me for eternity. So last night I was up till 4:30 a.m. waiting for Aaron M. Holt to box Ethan Ralph. Now, a couple of things because there's some confusion on Twitter. A lot of people are saying, wow, Steel Toe won again. And Ethan Ralph lost and Melton lost. Because I was on there going like, on Twitter, saying like, Aaron. First of all, no one thought there was going to be a fight. No one thought there'd be a fight. From what I understand, and I don't know Ethan Ralph from anything, but people say he's 5'2", and he's gotten his ass beat a lot by other internet people, and that he backs down from fights. Now, again, I do not know Ethan Ralph. I know Ethan Ralph as well as I know the lipstick kid in our Discord, but that's what everybody said. So, I assume this guy's not coming. It doesn't really matter, because last night's show... Aaron went on Kino Casino, like, simulcasting with his show. And they were gassing Aaron up so much about how he's going to kick this guy's ass. And it just, what it created was an amazing couple of videos from Aaron. So, no one thought there was going to be a fight. And the fact that Ethan... didn't show up is not an L for me. I'm all about fucking with Aaron. I'm all about getting in Aaron's head and making him talk about me nonstop. Oh, fuck. We just got this in from producer Iso. It's been a mix-up. I'm innocent. Do you need a producer? Just hold on. This guy's going to prison, right? Like, this guy will... Like, if he pled guilty, I don't even know how child porn works. Is it per image? Is it, like, a count? So is it literally like 6,000 counts of a felony? Like, fuck. You're never gonna see the light of day. No one thought I was gonna fight. Also, I can't get over how Aaron thinks whenever anybody challenges Aaron to a fight, he immediately goes to boxing. Aaron thinks fighting is boxing. Aaron thinks because he boxed 2 times and lost that when anytime anybody mentions fighting, they want to box Aaron. No, people just want to kick your ass. People just want to beat you the fuck up. Every time somebody challenges Aaron to a fight, he's like, yeah, we could get a ring card and we could get a contract drawn up and we'll go down to the, you get 16-ounce gloves and we'll let you wear headgear. It's like, boxing isn't fighting. Boxing isn't fighting. When someone says, I want to beat the fuck out of Aaron, where do you want to meet me? And Aaron's like, the gym. If a person really wants to fight Aaron, they're going to beat his ass before he gets into the gym. We're not strapping on pads and doing a sanction. Aaron's like, I'm going to have to go in the locker and dig out some pads for him. And we're going to have to, like, get him all strapped up. I'm going to have to show him how to, like, put on the gear. I'm going to have to teach him a few things. It's like, have you never been in a fight? That's not how a fight works. Where you touch gloves and wish each other luck. It's so fucking stupid. So, I'm watching this last night. And it's better than I ever could have fucking imagined. Because not only did Aaron go down there, and of course Aaron went down there. Aaron had 3 people with him, like Matt, Slam Pig, and somebody else. And he starts making videos, like, we're here, which is fine. But then he goes live, like, 15 minutes later with this one where he's pacing around, walking around, going outside, yelling in the parking lot, and the whole time he has his headgear on and his mouthpiece in. Like, I guess he's not coming. I guess he's not going to come. Why are you walking around like ready to fight? Why did you tape your hands all up and put your mouth guard in and you can't take it out while you're talking to everybody? You're like, so we're here, so we can't wait for her to show up. We're waiting for her to show up. So we're going to watch those videos now. This is the first one. We Are Here by Aaron.
I'm going to get the hands wrapped. I'm going to put the gloves on. Nobody's here. He's got...
Now, another reason you knew nobody was taking this seriously, Aaron was drinking on a show. Aaron had, like, some Kona IPAs or something on a show. And once he got challenged to the fight, he just kept drinking beer. And he did get noticeably more and more nervous on stream. But you could hear as he got close to the thing, he started doing things like, I don't know, we can get the gym in trouble. Or maybe I'm not supposed to, I don't want to hurt the guy. Ah, jeez. These are registered weapons in this state. You know, that kind of shit. And you could tell when he started doing the, like, I guess I'll have to go find him some pads. We're going to have to get him a mouth guard. Yeah, I'm going to have to tape him up and teach him how to get in the ring. And it's, and he started going, like, treating it like basically this is a student. And I'm going to do, like, he's going to be, like, a sparring partner. And we'll just do some, yeah, we're going to do some sparring. And it's just going to be some light jabs. We're going to have some fun. And it's like, okay, I can tell nobody's taking this seriously. Nobody's going to fight.
He got 15 minutes. I said 10 o'clock. But if he left at 20 after, he should be here by now. We're in the building.
Let's talk about this gym, too. It's got low ceilings. It's crammed full of shit. This whole gym is like wall-to-wall clutter. The entire gym. Shit up against the walls, packed into like shelves. It's the tightest little shittiest gym. And you might go, like, Patrick boxing gyms are like notoriously shitty. Like, you know, like, yeah, but they're usually big cavernous areas. There's usually not one boxing ring. You go to a boxing gym, there's a couple, three speed bags, boxing rings. This is literally, it looks like cubbies on the wall that kindergartners put their backpacks and umbrellas in when they get in. There's a hockey net, there's highlight equipment wedged up in the corner. It's just shit everywhere. It looks like a plate against sports went out of business and they're liquidating all their merch. It's bad. That's a local Florida chain. They'll get it.
I'm waiting. I'll hear the knock at the door. I'll open up the door. We've got somebody to film it.
Also, it's 10 p.m. Aaron, this should be noted, Aaron went down and opened the gym up. He let it slip out on the show that he has a key to the gym, which is leading to speculation, mostly for me, that Aaron has a day job at this gym. What are the odds that Aaron is actually employed by this gym? He has a key. Now, do they give a key to 0-2 boxers who come down to spar once a week and occasionally teach lessons? People are going, he teaches there. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Does every cosmetologist have a key to the salon when they rent a chair? Do the librarians that... Does everyone who does anything in a building have a key? I'd argue no. It doesn't make sense to say, dude, he teaches there. Oh, so every boxing coach at this gym has a key. and the alarm code. Is it that, or does Aaron probably work at the gym? He did say the other day he got a check from the gym. He was going to give that check to the show because they didn't make the goal. Look, I don't know if that's true, but that's wild. What are the odds this guy has a fucking job at the gym? Not possible? TV's Will Herron should pay for a membership. Hashtag Tukey World Order. Maybe. Maybe. It's just odd to me. I don't know. Hold on, I can't. Sorry, guys. My screen real estate is fucked. You speculate what you want. I think he has it. I think he works part-time at this gym. I think he checks people in. I think he shows them where the gloves are. I think he helps them climb over the debris all around the fucking floor.
We're also talking about, if he does show up, we are thinking about maybe a venue change just down the road a little bit.
So what? So now, if he shows up, we're going to venue change down the road?
Because we might be able to get someone to either open it up and maybe ref it or something like that. We could make it a little more official. But if
it's 10:30 p.m., he's like, yeah, we're looking for a ref. We're trying to get a sponsor.
It's here. That's fine.
We're actually having uniforms printed up.
Put on a little lesson. Well, that's what we're calling this. I'm just holding a private lesson for a friend. And we'll get this thing going, hopefully at 10 o'clock. But
the other interesting thing was, remember when Aaron and I were supposed to fight? And his whole thing was like, okay, you just got to get your physical. And you got to get your Minnesota boxing license. And we'll have to draw up a contract. This was like 2 hours before this was all thrown together. And he's like, yeah, come on down. I'll beat that ass. Okay. Well, how come it's so easy now?
So far, the vote thus far is we don't think he's showing. I just don't think he is.
Now, again, I don't know Ethan Ralph, so you guys can tell me. And it doesn't even really matter to me. I assumed when everybody said, like, Ethan Ralph won't show, Ethan Ralph is a pussy, Ethan Ralph is 4'8", Ethan Ralph got beat up before. I don't know Ethan Ralph from shit. I assumed this was all a ploy to get Aaron to go down to his boxing gym and wait. And just fuck with Aaron. Just make Aaron go down. Now look, I get it. If you say, I'll fight you tonight at 10, and Aaron goes and you don't go, you do look like a pussy. You do look like you chickened out, 100%. I'm not spinning that. I'm not denying that. That's Ethan Ralph's cross to bear. I don't even know how the challenge got initiated or any of that stuff. Again, I do not know Ethan Ralph. I don't know anything, not one thing about the guy. But I assume once I had heard all that stuff about him, that this was just a joke to try to get Aaron to leave his house at 10 p.m. and go down to the gym and sit and wait. Just a prank. I had no idea he was going to do what he did, which is what we're about to see.
I want him to.
And by the way, all my trolling and piling on Aaron, too, is just to make sure Aaron did it. It's just to make sure Aaron did it. You know, we got to sit there and go, like, what will Aaron's excuse be? So that he does it. I fuck with Aaron. That's what I do. I don't know Ethan Ralph, and I don't have a dog in the fight. Should they fight, it'll be great either way.
Fucking drove out here. I'm gonna be wrapping my hands. I'm gonna be getting the gloves on, getting my headgear on, getting ready to go.
See, so why would he do that? Do you know what I mean? Why would you wrap your hands and get your headgear? How long does headgear take to put on? 6 seconds? I'm gonna put my mouth guard in. I might not have the time. I'm gonna put my mouth guard in now and just keep it in, because if he shows up, again, doesn't he have to get his hands taped? Doesn't he have to get his headgear on? Doesn't he have to get a mouthpiece? Doesn't he have to get his twinkle toes taped? I don't know. Like, so why do you have to get all your headgear on early?
But if he doesn't show, he doesn't show. There's nothing I can do. Yeah, someone says, I hope you're not alone. I'm not alone. We've got the steel toe security force here. We're ready.
The steel toe security force. So somebody, hold on, was it, who just asked that in the chat? I don't know who typed it. Somebody said, why wear headgear if you're a pro boxer? Okay, I don't know anything about boxing. I know nothing about boxing. Do people wear headgear normally? Or is this like a training thing? You know, I don't know anything about this stuff. Aaron also said that the only people who would be allowed in the gym are him and Ethan Ralph. Now, Aaron brought three people down to the gym. And then a Steel Toe fan showed up named Cheeseburger Hamburger or something. And then, like, Aaron let that guy into the gym. So how come anybody who's on Steel Toe's side was allowed to come to the gym and watch the fight, including Aaron's friends, but nobody on Ethan Ralph's side was allowed to come in the gym? And before the fight, Aaron said the only people allowed in would be the fighters. So that clearly wasn't true.
He said he could
get in trouble.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I don't know anything. This was just a quick update before we got going. Somebody says you got some guts, man. I mean, I do this. Like,
I do this. Come on!
I'm barely top five at this fucking gym. But, you know.
I'm barely top five at this gym. I don't know what these brags are. I don't know what these brags are.
The new guys that I train are more skilled than Ethan Ralph would be. I mean, this is not going to be a difficult task.
Look at this room. Literally, like, feet away from the rope. Can we do a Melton zoom? No, it's not going to work. Fuck. Feet away from this rope back here behind his head. Empty shelves, boxes. Like, the whole thing is cluttered. On the other side, weights up against the wall. Like, if the boxing ring, just to give you an idea how crowded it, in case you're listening and not watching, if the boxing ring was a pool table, there'd be nowhere on any side of it where you could get a clean shot. That's how little room there is in this gym. It's like barely enough room for the boxing ring. Look at it. Like, the boxing ring fills the whole room. It's like if you had a birthday party and blew up a bouncy castle in your living room. It's just like, this doesn't fit. This is not a good place for this.
The difficult task is going to be hitting this guy in a way where I'm not going to get the gym in any kind of trouble.
Okay, so he's done this thing where it's like, well, this is a sparring session. I'm just giving a lesson. So again, framing this fight as in not a fight, trying to take the aggression out of it. Aaron wants everything to be a bit. Aaron wants to be friends with everybody. That's Aaron's whole thing. Like, I want to be friends with the Keno Casino guys. I want to be friends with Chad. I want to be friends with Ethan Ralph. Remember? Hey, good game. Good match. Good boxing match. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Like, he wants to high five and be buddies with this guy after it. That's really what he wants. And so he keeps trying to force it in this frame of, like, this isn't a real fight. We're just fucking around. We'll spar. I'll teach him a couple things. Aaron kept saying that during his show. Like, you can come down, we'll spar a little bit. I'll teach him a couple things. It's like, this guy wants to beat your ass. Now, again, is it a bit? Is it a joke? I don't know Ethan Ralph. I can't speak to that. But Aaron's whole thing is like, this is not real. It's not a fight. And then he says it's a sparring exercise and a lesson. But then he says, my whole thing is going to be finding a way to hit him that doesn't get me or the gym in trouble. Now, is that something that you would say or do in a normal mentor-mentee relationship? Aaron's about to teach somebody. Aaron's about to get a student. and teach him how to spar, teach him a few things. And is that something he would normally say to a student? Like, now the tricky thing for me is going to be like teaching you how to box without getting this gym in trouble. The tricky thing for me is going to be teaching you how to box without getting arrested for murdering and whooping that ass. Because it's going to be tough. I am a great boxing teacher, but you can get in a lot of trouble if you teach boxing wrong. So that's going to be the hard part for me. I'm going to have to really work to make sure I don't get arrested for teaching boxing.
Ethan's not going to have any fucking... I mean, it's 18-ounce gloves, but you never know how soft and brittle someone is. You never know...
You never know how soft and brittle someone is. Again.
You know, how unprepared to take a punch they are. I'm guessing he's remarkably unskilled.
Remarkably.
So.
Have we ever seen how uneven and surface of the moon-like Aaron's facial skin is? I mean, there are Thomas's English muffins, nooks and crannies. And this guy's he has the same skin as Dane Cook.
And with 3-minute rounds, I mean, this guy will be gassed before the first one's over.
So another thing, Aaron's favorite thing again is, you know, fantasies and choreographing, which it just goes back to my original point. Like, in his mind, he already knows exactly every move in the fight. He thinks that's what fighting is. He thinks he gets to make it up and choreograph what's going to happen in the fight. Yeah, I already know how it's going to go. 3 rounds. After the first round, he'll be on his back, stuck like a turtle. And I have to be like, yeah, I got 2 good jabs in. And he tried to come around, but I blocked it. And just, again, flight of fantasy from Aaron Imhol, telling you how the fight's going to go. Now, 1 minute, he's like, he's not going to show. And the next minute, he's like, I don't think he'll go more than 6 minutes, and then the second round starts. Well, which is it? Which is it?
Again, I keep saying this as if he's going to show up. Like, there's not a lot of confidence in this building.
Why is there a street hockey net up against the wall in a boxing gym?
That this guy's showing up.
Look at this. On this side of the ring, it's literally pushed up against the wall. On that back side of the ring, you can tell. Look at the banners that are hung on the wall. The ring is pushed. This gym is so small that the ring is like pushed into a corner. I'm not kidding you. This was like a Blockbuster Video, and they turn it into a boxing gym. Like, it's pathetic. And then, like, if you came around high enough, imagine you knock one of these fluorescent lights on the ceiling. There's like 6 inches of clearance.
Hi. Oh, by the way, if they're watching. Hi, Ashton. Hi.
His favorite bar is in a house, and his boxing gym is literally inside of like a Chinese takeout place. Like an old. It's so small.
Andy, thanks for the guest appearance tonight. Appreciate it. I'm gonna go wrap my hands. I'm gonna get ready to go. And
why? When the hooker's on the way over, I don't get hard and put on the condom and wait. What are you doing? She might not even show.
God, I don't know. If he doesn't show up, do I do a little bag work and we stream that? That's kind of gay and embarrassing.
Stream your bag work, nerd. I want to see that. What that bag do? Where is the bag? Do you have to deflate the ring and then you bring in the speed bag? Where even is there room for a speed bag in this gym?
I just go home. Nice. We just call it a win, and we another win for the toe.
Yeah, of course.
And we head home. All right, guys. I'll be back in. Either way, I'll be back in about 15 minutes. Thank you, Johnny Rockets, for the medical bills at least. Thank you. They said Ashton and Andy are sniping. Hey, boys. Good to see you. Ralph needs a ride. You got to pick him up. Yeah, he's not coming.
He's not coming. I better go get some tape on.
He's not coming. Might be quarter after. Yeah, what do you think? Quarter after? If he doesn't show up by a quarter after, we call it?
We have no idea.
He was supposed to be here. If he was in Spicer, he would have been here at about 20 after.
No. Well, he Orton Wilmer.
By the way, my favorite part about the fight challenge last night was, I guess, when Ethan said, like, I'll meet you at your gym at 10. For some reason, Aaron's response was like, well, how are you going to get to the gym? It's like, I was thinking about this today, because last night it seemed like the most ridiculous question. Ethan Ralph's clearly in town. He went to the Mercatus court hearing yesterday, and then he challenges Aaron to a fight. And Aaron's first thought is like, how would you even get to the gym? How would you even get down there? Some sort of conveyance? Do you have a vehicle you could possibly rent? And I was like, maybe he rented a car. Maybe he has an Uber. And then as I said it, and when I started thinking about it, I realized Aaron lives in such a small town that, like, there are Ubers, probably. You know, I don't know Stearns County, Minnesota that well, but, like, it literally could be one of those towns where, like, there aren't cabs and Ubers, like, readily available on demand. Like, when Aaron wants to go to the airport and can't drive and needs a ride, he has to, like, schedule a cab like it's Home Alone 2. They all wait outside honking and knock over the statue. You've seen the movie. Like, so maybe that was it. Aaron was like, how would you even get to the gym? There's no bus. There's no Uber. How would you even get there? Do you have a car?
Yeah. We'll see. They said they like you now, Aaron. They only like me because I'm going to kick the shit out of Ralph. Yeah, I'm their clown.
So here he is again contradicting himself. A minute ago, he's like, I got to find a way to punch this guy without hurting him. And then the next time he's like, all right, I'm going to beat this guy's ass. It's like, well, which one is it? I thought, are you giving a lesson? Are you going to have to teach him everything? Or are you going to try to not hurt him? Or are you going to beat his ass?
Representative tonight. I know what this is. Would you fight Andy and PPP? Only if Salt Poppy's my trainer. All right. You can tell by my face and by my general lackadaisical attitude, this is not exactly a fight I can really get up for. This is
so. If Aaron didn't have Slam Pig and Matt there, he wouldn't be this smug and performative. But he's got to, like, he's acting out for his lady, so he's got to, like, you guys can tell by how lackadaisical I am that I'm not worried about this.
I'm looking at this more as, like, with the same level of, like, pomp and circumstance as, like, eating a sandwich for lunch. This is just something I have to do.
You have to eat a sandwich for lunch? I didn't know they had sandwiches at the gas station.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Of course they did.
3-minute rounds. It'll be interesting to see. I wonder if he gasses before a minute's up.
Again, so, like, Aaron has this all choreographed and is how it's going to go. Like, yeah, so we'll do 3-minute rounds, and he probably won't last one, so
you'll last longer than Andy Worski. Dude, you got to admit, Worski fought fucking Salt Poppy. I don't want to eat one of Salt Poppy's hooks. That guy can hit, and he's smaller than I am. All right, guys. I'm going to see you in a little bit.
He might even be drunk. Like, look how crooked his glasses are. He looks like asleep.
Wait for this guy to show up. If he does, great. Awesome. Let's do this. But I don't have a lot of confidence that he will. He should have been here by now. All right, guys. I'll talk to you in about 10 minutes. Later.
So, a couple of things. Number one, if everything coming out of his mouth, this guy's not coming, he won't show, he's late, he should have been here by now, if he was where he said he was, he would have been here 20 minutes ago. All these things. I don't think he's coming. I don't really care. I'm lackadaisical about it. If all that's true, why would you go gear the fuck up? Why would you go do all the, again, taping up and putting on the headgear takes seconds, putting in a mouthpiece takes seconds. What are you, what are we doing? It reeks of performative aggression. It reeks of fake. It reeks of a work. And again, not in the sense that, like, they were working together for Ethan not to show up, but my theory is, even though he wasn't coming, Aaron loves the box. And Aaron loves his gym. You tell me. This is just what I'm thinking. Aaron wanted to take this opportunity, they're live streaming from his gym, to show you his gym. And to show you his stuff. So he wanted to go get taped up. He wanted to go put the headgear on. He wanted to walk around with the mouthpiece on, showing you boxing Aaron. Because the only images and video we ever see of Aaron boxing are him losing matches. We don't see him sparring with the children he teaches. We don't see him getting beat up and broken ribs by a black guy. He wants to show you his little gym. He wants to show you his little doctor's waiting room gym. It's so fucking sick. So Aaron goes away. He comes back 10, 15 minutes later. I have not seen this whole video yet. I'm going to tell you. I've only seen parts of it. People kind of clipped and put on Twitter. And then I watched a little bit of it before the show. This looks like the break room of a grocery store. This fucking gym. I mean, it's just OSHA posters and hanging their cat posters. And he's going to walk around. Again, just, of course, this is all tall screen. But now we have a 15-minute video of Aaron. The more after the meetup time goes by and Aaron realizes he's not coming, the more brazen and tough he gets. And also, what you'll see is, once it's like 30 minutes past when he was supposed to show, Aaron's walking in circles, like, fuck, I guess he didn't come. So the more certain he is he's not coming, Aaron gets more like, fuck, it's too bad, because I haven't fucked in 3 days, and I'm aggressive. So
just like behind the scenes, Aaron's like fucking stomping to the fucking wind.
You're going to film me at the door looking for him. Then we're going to walk through the ring.
Aaron doesn't know it's live right now. So he's talking to his friends, and he's setting up the shot. Again, here's almost proof positive that this is performative only. He goes, all right, so you're going to get a shot of me looking for him out the door. Yeah, that'll be cool. That'll be cool, Aaron. Keith Chain's Souvenir Emporium. Fuck, what just happened? Why did that vanish? Keith Chain Super Chat. Read my name when I super chat, please. I can't come otherwise. Keith Chain Souvenir Emporium, Kiefer Sutherland. I won't do it again for a dollar, you sack of shit. Loving the shit audio. You're welcome. That's free. Krautcat, Aaron thrives in this, in his LARPs. Yeah, they're not even live action role playing. They're intercranial role playing. He's just imagining it. He's like, yeah, then I juke to the left, and then he jabs, and I block, and then I'm remarkably quick, and I come around. It's like, yeah, that didn't. You know, none of that happened, right? He thinks he's programming a video game. Silence Duguid, go ahead and get yourself a delectable meat pie. My treat. I would never eat a meat pie. It's British bullshit. They all eat like it's still the war. Like, you guys know you can just stop eating beans for every meal, right? You guys know there's other stuff. Krautcat, Ethan Ralph, wearing the long sleeve baseball jersey and jeans in muggy, hot mid-August Minnesota heat, was definitely not to hide the track marks. Oh, does he do drugs? Look, I don't know anything about it. I don't know who Ethan Ralph is. I literally don't know who this guy is. So, don't think that I'm on anyone's side. I just, like, I literally don't know who Ethan Ralph is.
Baby boy, did the altitude cause hair loss? Your beard is extra patchy. Yikes! In addition to posing significant societal and environmental challenges, obesity is associated with a multitude of
adverse health outcomes, including cardiovascular disease, sleep apnea, osteoarthritis, increased risk of certain cancers, and in men, lowered testosterone levels.
Ask your doctor if Goldfolds is right for you. All right, here we go. Here we go. Moody calling his shot. All right, you'll get me looking out the door. Again, look at the clutter. Cleaning products on the counter. Just stuff all over that counter. Stuff piled against every wall.
You're going to film me at the door looking for him. Then we're going to walk through the ring. So, yeah, okay. You want to stay out of the shot.
So, Aaron's... Okay, he just gave out Slam Pig's name. Wow. Wow. I didn't know that, and I didn't hear that earlier. But we can now say Slam Pig's name. Did you hear it? Wow. I mean, I didn't catch that earlier. This is... Listen.
Aaron's like fucking stomping to the fucking wind.
You're going to film me at the door looking for him. Then we're going to walk through the ring. So, yeah, okay. You want to stay out of the shot.
So, Anne, if you want to stay out of the shot. Oops! He didn't know they were live. So, Anne, if you want to stay out of the shot, can confirm Anne is the name. Woo! I did not know we were going to get that today. Anne, if you want to stay out of the shot. So again, Aaron's so stupid, he didn't know that they were live. Oof.
For him. Then we're going to walk through the ring. So yeah, okay. Ann, you want to stay out of the shot, just kind of stay out of that general.
Here we are.
Now we're about to see Ann's foot.
Oh, we're on.
Is it 10 o'clock?
Look at Ann's feet. Look at Ann's webbed feet.
Go ahead, it's live. Let me know when we're on.
Imagine you're like, you move to town and you're looking for a boxing gym and you walk in and there's just cables hanging from the ceiling, every surface that's cluttered with Windex and dirty towels.
We are on.
Okay, so look at him. He's got his little boxing booties on. He's got his tape and he's all laced up on the headgear and he's just walking around.
And nobody is here.
Sign the contract, big boy.
So now he's yelling, sign a contract. As if...
Sign the contract. Ethan Rapp.
So the door is locked. He's inside. You cannot see the parking lot from the door. It's around the corner. You'll see that in a minute. But he's looking out the door... While it's locked, going, Ethan Ralph. No. You're supposed to have a baseball bat going and looking for the guy, not hiding behind a locked door.
Is that him? It's a minivan. I don't think he's...
He drives around.
Shit. I didn't grab my keys. Lame.
Look at him. Just traipsing around in full... LARP gear. No one's coming. And he spent 20 minutes getting ready. All right, you got me looking at the door for Ethan Ralph.
Rip out Tim. We're not making any show with us, girls.
So here you're going to see exactly how tight this gym is. What are they getting this furniture from? A closed dental office? Look at this place.
It's ass-whooping time, Ethan.
Okay, again, the door's locked. And he's looking out. He's got his mouthpiece in it. He's going, it's ass-whooping time, Ethan. It's ass-whooping time, Ethan. Your number's up, pal.
It's ass-whooping time, Ethan.
Come on, that's gonna be a new drop. It's ass whooping time. I can't take my mouthpiece out. I want to be ready at all times. Look at what is this waiting room for? Everywhere there's a waiting room. There's three waiting rooms in this gym. For what? For what? Oh, because you can't. There's no room for spectators. You got to wait your turn in the box in the ring. Okay. Is this El Horrible? What am I looking at?
Where are we?
Okay, so look. That's how the parking lot is. All the way around the corner of the door. So he was looking out the door going like, Ethan, where are you? Where are you, Ethan?
Help. Is he here?
Buddy, this is like stuttering John in front of my house. It's like, you know he's not coming, but you put on all your costume, you planned your little shots, you got somebody to film it, and you look tough. Well, just as I suspected.
Nope, that's somebody going into
the
Domino's.
Nope, that's not him. That's somebody going into the Domino's. Somebody's going to get a papadilla.
That's somebody going in to get a pizza.
Why is the mouthpiece in? Also, no one's ever looked more like a child. No one's ever looked more like a child. The headgear is swallowing his head. His eyes are sunken into the hat. This is a one-size-fits-all Halloween costume for little boys.
Is he here?
Is he here?
Nope, that's somebody going into Domino's.
No, that's just somebody getting some mozzarella poppers.
That's somebody going in to get a pizza.
That's just somebody going to get a pizza.
Could be Ethan. It could be Ethan going in to get a pizza.
And by the way, every time Aaron wants to box somebody, he says, you can wear headgear, I won't. But I guess what he meant was, I'll put the headgear on an hour before the match, just in case. I guess that's what he meant. Maybe he sleeps with it on.
Oh,
that's not even a mouthpiece. This is my snore guard.
Here we go.
Why is the mouthpiece in? This is fucking retarded.
So it could be Ethan. It could be Ethan going in to get a pizza. Oh, no, they're here. Here we go. Here we go.
Now, look, his first instinct when he thought they were there for a second was to go back in and lock the door. Watch him.
Oh, no, they're here. Here we go. Here we go. Where is it?
I don't know.
Oh, you're not with him?
No. It's cheese.
Oh, cheese. What? So Ethan's not here?
No. I figured.
So the best part is, and what no one's talking about this interaction here. So a guy's walking up from the parking lot, and Aaron thought they were here. He's like, oh boy, here we go. Here we go. This is it. Where's Ethan? And the guy goes, oh no, I'm not. I'm just a fan named Cheese. And I just was nearby, and I wanted to come see if anything was going on. The best part about it is that Aaron didn't recognize the fan. And they just had their 10th anniversary show. So, did this fan not come to the 10th anniversary? Did this fan not come to the 10th anniversary show? Or does Aaron, so out of it, he doesn't know his 20 local hardcore diehard St. Cloud 10 or whatever it is? I don't know. And then watch Cheese. Again, nobody was going to be allowed in the gym except Ethan and Aaron, but watch Cheese get a walk right in. No ID necessary. Do you prove your name is Cheese?
You know, I was two blocks away. Not.
So we got two steel-toe people recording.
Little Cheese, little Stasca.
How's it going?
We got two steel-toe people recording. And no Ethan Ralph.
I don't know about boxing, so I'm dumb, and I'm just going to ask you a question. Is this mouth guard attached to molars or something? Why can't he take it out while he talks to his friends? Is there a reason the mouth guard has to be in while he talks to his friends? I don't know boxing. You tell me.
what it looks like. Come on in, boys. All right. Let's go.
So now, everybody, come on in, boys. Gather around.
Talk to the, let's go talk to
Andy and Ashton and everybody hanging out in the chat.
Are you on?
Let's go talk to Andy and Ashton and everybody hanging out in the chat.
Right now?
All right, I'll shut mine up.
10 o'clock was when we were starting. Sorry, guys, it's just a formality.
Is it like a, look, I played football. Is it like a football mouth guard where literally, like, you just spit it out and it dangles from your helmet? Or, like, you can just take it out? Is it literally just... Yeah, they take him out on the side of the ring all the time in boxing, right? Like, this isn't something he needs to walk around sounding like Stan Sisker. If you guys want me, I'll be upstairs listening to my Britney Spears albums.
It's a formality.
Yeah, I figured I was 2 blocks away. I might as well see if there was going to be any action.
Now, what? Now, look at how he's walking. Look at how, like, he really is making, you know, he's making himself big. That old thing.
Let's hop in, boys.
Look at his big strides, shifting back and forth as he goes, you know. He's got, like, 4 fans there. This is better than the, so he's. Yeah, let's go to the ring. It's like, yeah, I mean, the ring's right here, Aaron. The room's not, it's not that big. We're at the ring. You mean turn? You mean pivot this way?
I see.
Really? Look at this place. The minute he walks through the door, he's on the stairs up to the ring. That's a. It can't be understated how small this place is.
I see.
And again, cubbies everywhere. It's literally pushed into a corner. This is why when he takes a photo at this gym every week, you know, he takes the same photo at this gym. It's always literally the same angle. There's nowhere else to stand in the room to take a photo. It's full of garbage. There's ladders and shelves and hockey equipment and boxes. And it's just full of clutter.
To win. His elbows just his ass.
So now he's carrying around his gloves. Like any minute.
Oh, I feel good.
See, again, the longer it goes and the more he doesn't show up, he's pacing. He's like, I feel good. Let's go.
I feel good. Staska.
Yes, sir.
You can put gloves on tonight, we'll spar. You'll have more balls than Ethan Rowell. Cheese, you want to check the door?
I'll check the
Cheese, check the door.
Door for you.
I don't hear anybody knocking.
I don't hear anybody either.
I was ready. Still ready.
We know.
It's 10:05? 5 minutes late? Are we running on, you know, those people Ethan doesn't like time?
Uh-oh, longer.
Well, I'm not, we're not supposed to ask them.
Don't.
No. Mm-mm.
Also, it should be noted he did not make the goal last night. And I guarantee you he does not reset the streak.
Nobody in the parking lot out there, is
it? Nobody's in the parking lot?
Nobody's in the parking lot. Nobody out front.
So look, he's walking in circles. Just basically firing himself up for what he knows is a nothing burger. It makes no sense to just keep getting this amped about it all. Thank you, Melty. Can't give Mo money. This is 1/10 of my pay. Thanks, Keith Chains, Souvenir Emporium, Kiefer Sutherland. Joseph Amos, with the mouth guard in, he sounds like the fat retard from Kino Casino. Yeah, Melton. Sounds like Melton.
I like to wear this gear because it makes me feel good. Kind of like Michael Ray Bauer in his football gear.
Pump the brakes, you troglodyte. I only wear my football gear to help me make cumsies while I sharted my office chair.
Crowdcat says, Anne LaRue. Ugh. It's starting already. Beloved Chatter, good to see you, beloved. Cable Guy warm-up energy from Mubi. Cable Guy warm-up energy?
Hey, Whistling Pete, can you pull yourself out of your trailer and come down to the squared circle and let me tap you in the face? I already have my play boxing clothes on and want to show Ann my pugilistic skills. Don't be fooled by my 0-2 record. I'm consistently ranked in the top 5 in my dojo next to the pizza place and dog groomer. In fact, my last session, the 15-year-old told me to keep my fat chin up and keep trying. He said by 50, I can crack the top 5.
I'm this close to smashing my crutches over his head and climbing in my egg and ejecting from this beta bullshit, heading to San Diego with my new partner, Jeff. Fuck off, movie.
First things first. Johnny's supposed to come back this week, right? He's at a week away with his California girl, and he's supposed to come back. It'll be interesting. First of all, why does Aaron think he needs Johnny? Like, he just did a week without Johnny, and it was fine. What, so Johnny's not next to you in an egg, co-signing your bullshit with his fake laugh? Okay. Okay. So I'm looking forward to that as well. DK, thank you for the 20 memberships. It's unfucking real. Thank you so much. Very, very nice, man. Annie just did that $100 super chat. Jesus fucking Christ. Somebody's doing well. Corn Dev, member for 17 months. Appreciate that. Maga Ray DeVito, still waiting on my free hat. Day one here, Patty. Huh? Peter Sky Parker, member for 18 months. I can't believe I've known that guy for that long. Ned Sheckler says, very special episode. Yeah, if you missed the beginning, there's a lot of child porn talk. And it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. I'd like to get back into it, actually, if we could. Kiff, member for 15 months. Congrats on NLO. Earning his ISO 6000 certification. Oh, that's good. That's actually good. Also, very formal for independent gems and fighting gems to give keys or key cards. Hit the like button. Okay, so if that's true, then that's normal. My whole thing is, like, they gave their worst teacher a key to the gym. You're telling me it's normal to give out keys to just members of the gym? So at any time of the night, people can come in here and just box because they have a key and steal the hockey nets. 30-year-old Ray DeVito, did Aaron dox Ann? Gosh. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Felicia Gillespie gifted one Nobody Likes Onions membership. Thank you, Felicia. Appreciate that. If that's the real you, you're really fat. Movie M-Hole, member for 5 months. Biggest locale right now, Joey C. or Aaron. Both won't admit they're locales when we all know they are remarkably cool. Oh my God, I met David Chandler, the real David Chandler. Just the nicest guy in the world. He was handing out $1 million bills to people. And I asked him about, because I was just fascinated with, like, how he became an Aaron Imholt fan and a Steel Toe fan. So we talked quite a bit about that. And I'm not going to give out, I don't want to give out, like, you know, like, he told me a lot of the background stuff. It's personal stuff. I'm not going to, like, but my favorite, but from what I gather, the reason he stopped giving to Aaron was because last year, and again, this is me interpreting this from what he said. He did not say this. But I was, like, talking about how, like, last year before his birthday, you know, him and April both have, like, December birthdays around Christmas. And the week before, he was calling out for Chandler. Like, oh, don't forget Chandler. Our birthday is next week. And Chandler's always very generous on our birthday. I think he gave us $500 last year, and then April would be like, no, it was $1,000 each. Ooh, did he give $1,000? Oh, yeah. So he'll be doing that again, I'm sure. And then Chandler said, like, and did I? And so I think Aaron's cockiness and literal calling out for Chandler to come save the show, you know, on multiple occasions, it'd be every day. He'd be like, all right, well, Chandler's going to have to come in and clean it up. And he'd make jokes throughout the show, like, yeah, so that's gonna be less than Chandler has to give at the end of the day if you guys give now. I think that's really what drove Chandler away from Steel Toe.
I've shit 6 times today at work. Does that warrant a fee hat? My Crohn's intestines are disabled.
ITS, remarkably gay if your fans go to someone's court hearing. Unless it's one of my fans, which is okay because you're watching me at my case and are gay. Oh, wow, look at this 20 on PayPal.
I didn't ask anybody to go to Aaron's court hearing. People just do it. I'm glad. It's awesome. Like, it's awesome that we go. Like, before the documents were even out, we had all the details from Agent O. We had them all posted. It was fucking phenomenal. So I liked that. I liked getting that. And then if you haven't seen the Reservoir Dogs, like, video of Mubi walking into the courtroom, it's great. Wizard Nug, thank you for the 5 memberships. Appreciate it so much. James Bomber, 10 memberships. That's fucking awesome. Thank you guys so much. I'm so sorry there hasn't been a show in a week. I literally couldn't talk. For 2 days, I just pretty much laid in bed here. When I got here, it was raining cold, but I think I got sick in Rochester or something from these fucking animals. Touched by Tony, member for 12 months. Those nets were from the Mighty Ducks. Those are remarkably valuable movie props. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with a boxing gym. Look how tight it is, and just look at all the shit piled up against that wall. It's fucking retarded.
We were gonna have a friend.
By the way, then fans start calling. You hear the phone ringing in the background the entire time.
A friendly little lesson.
So then he's like, yeah, this is going to be a friendly little lesson. I'm going to do some teaching. But a minute ago, he's like, I got to make sure I don't actually, like, kill him with one punch. One punch, man.
How many L's can Ralph take?
From Steel Toe in one day?
So, again, to everybody going, like, Ralph really lost this one, I get it. I'm not even going to argue. Unless it's, like, set up with your fans, like, we're going to tell Aaron we're going to meet him down at the gym to see if we can get him to go down there and just wait. Like, unless it's legit, you state those intentions somewhere from the beginning, secretively or not, to other people. I get everyone who's going, Ethan Ralph lost, Ethan Ralph's a pussy, Ethan Ralph didn't show, another win for the toe. I get all that. No argument. However, just because Ethan Ralph lost doesn't make this a win. I'll tell you what there isn't. A video of Ethan Ralph walking around in circles with a headgear on going, like staring at a Domino's pizza. This is wild. This is insane to have. And put out. So, like, you can say this is a win. I beg to differ when you watch the video.
Hey, are you Aaron Imholt?
No, you gotta ask me if I'm Aaron.
No,
you gotta ask me if I'm
Aaron. Hey, are you Aaron?
I'm not Aaron Imholt.
Oh. Hey, man, you smell like booze.
I'm surprised he's not running back and forth, like bouncing himself off the ropes, getting ready.
That's a disappointment.
You got one of them Bob dolls in here? You just put Ethan
right
on it.
Do you have one of those live dolls in here so that we can put Ethan Ralph's face on it? Just to clue everybody in, a live doll is a doll you fuck. You want a doll you can fuck. And then you want to put a bearded man's face. Okay. If that's what we're doing.
Put Ethan Ralph's face on one of those dummies?
Yeah.
I'd probably get hit more by that thing. Well, I feel like Buford Mad Dog Cannon calling out Clint Eastwood. Get out of here, Rut!
All right, so we got a Back to the Future 3 reference. It wouldn't be a movie boxing match without some movie impressions. Why does he keep walking over to the other side? What does he think is going to be over there? And then he turns around and goes, Can't believe he's not in this corner either.
There's Mad Dog Tannen calling out Clint Eastwood.
Get watch, out of here, watch. He just turns. I can't believe he's not over here either. Let me go check the other corner.
I can't. If you're calling, call me. I can't answer that phone.
I'm not opposed to, on account of my worth.
That phone's in the office.
That phone's in the office. I'm over here in the action part of the building. I'm not allowed to answer. I'm only permitted to teach. I'm not permitted to make appointments to teach. Call later.
Well, I don't know what else we can do.
Well, why don't you walk back and forth some more? You fucking weirdo. Why is he pacing? He's pacing around with a mouth guard in, and you think this is a win for him? You're not. You're not. If there's ever a video of me with headgear on doing circles alone, I've lost.
Well, I don't know what else we can do.
Why don't you put the gloves on and see if he shows up? Why don't you just do round one alone and see what the score is after that?
It's 8 minutes past. I got all dressed up for nothing.
Yeah.
What are they saying? What are they saying, Stasko? What's the general consensus?
Well, there were Kiki jokes. There were a lot of... Ralph L. jokes.
A lot of Ralph L's.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist.
What's the chat saying? Where's the goal?
But, you know.
Cheese, you want to check the door again?
Yeah, I can.
All right.
I'm guessing that phone.
A lot of the comments are saying the phone. That phone.
That phone is not out here. I can't answer
I'm not off.
That phone is not out here. I can't answer it.
Authorized to answer the phone.
Sidewalk's still clear. Nobody's here.
Man, that's a block number, too.
Oh, yeah. Is it? It's a block number?
Imagine that.
Oh, so it's just some...
Well, they called 12 times in a row.
Oh, yeah.
So why... Again, if you're just listening to this, it's not crazy, but if you're watching it, like, Aaron just keeps walking back. Look how tight that is. That's the wall. Holy shit. I mean, literally, what's going on in here? It's a storage unit that they put up some rope in. And look how close Aaron is to the ceiling. Again, if he stretched, he'd hit the lights.
And that block number, too.
Oh, yeah. Is it? It's a block number?
Imagine that.
Oh, so it's just some...
Well, they called 12 times in a row.
He's pacing!
Oh, yeah. I just see the caller ID as I was walking by. Private, yeah.
No, that's a big loss for Ralph, talking all that shit. He was an hour away all day.
Again, the number of people who don't understand this was a troll is insane. No one thought this guy was coming. No one. Now, again, I didn't think Aaron would go, but... I didn't think Aaron would go because he was just downing beers the whole time, pretty much. Like when Aaron found out he was gonna fight, he didn't stop just drinking like a Kona IPAs or whatever. So like I was like, he's not going. You know, you gotta drive drunk. But then I forgot, you know, SP Slam Pig / sober person could probably drive.
I'm a mayo monkey. Say it with me, Patrick. I am a mayo. Monkey, God bless you, mayo monkey punk. You're a good mayo monkey egg.
Mm.
They prefer that I clean. I mean that I train at night so I don't frighten the youngsters. Once I accidentally got Drano in a student's eyes showing him how to stop a knife attack. The waiting. Area is the check-in for my therapist who runs the gym and the Happy Maids cleaning service I work, IW, I train with. Wax on, wax off. Pop and Bert.
Jesus fucking Christ. I think, what if he is a cleaner? What if that's his night job?
Welcome to the boxing gym. You ready to get your shit fucked up? Fun fact, this used to be a dentist office. It's true. Didn't knock down a single wall, just slopped high gloss paint everywhere. Cheese. Chat check. What are they saying? answer the phone. I can't. I'm scared of it the way I'm acting. It's like I shouldn't even be in here right now.
Yeah, he's having Cheese do live chat checks. Chat check. Chat check. Chat check for Cheese. So maybe that's why Aaron's tired every morning and why he's able to stop by a gas station before the show. He's literally cleaning the gym at night. That's why he has a key. He grabbed himself some hash browns, flatbreads, taquitos, sausage biscuits. The other day, he's drinking like a Nestle iced tea. Literally, like, it's, if you look at the case in a convenience store of, like, beverages, like, what's available, he, like, rotates through. He's like, Celsius, Coke, Red Bull, and then yesterday, again, like, I don't know what he had, like, whatever that gold leaf pre-brewed iced tea garbage, it was shit. And he was drinking that. And it's like, you only get that, like, unless you're going to Costco and you're buying, like, a flat of those bottles, like, that's not how he 100% goes to gas stations every day to get garbage food and drink. 100%. Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
I accidentally talked about Fight Club.
Sorry, my depression got... He sounds like Donkey Lips with that mouth guard in.
I'll never feel stupid for showing my dick to anyone with more subscribers than me.
Why would you? Why would you? Own it, I say.
It's going to be a big L no matter what. But this is a bigger one, not sure. At least if you show up, you get a little credit for showing up.
Well, exactly.
The only way Aaron could have really won this is to not put this video up. Like, literally what he should have done is, like, filmed at the gym, like, well, I'm here, and he's not here. I'll come back on and update you if he gets here. Otherwise, we're going to sit here for 15 minutes, shoot the shit, and then we're going to go. Like, that's the move. Allowing your friends to film you. Again, in a full Halloween costume. This is not serious. This is not real. Headgear, mouth guard, little tie-toed booties, pacing around again. And by the way, pacing doesn't make you look strong and masculine. Pacing makes you look anxious and worried. So the fact that he thinks this is, he just keeps pacing around this thing, geared up to fight no one, and going, wow, this looks bad for him. It doesn't, because we don't know what Ethan Ralph's doing. The funniest thing would be if Ethan Ralph was asleep while this was happening. So, who looks stupid? Well, one person looks stupid.
Oh, I wish I would have brought, like, one of the fucking other fighters through the gym here. We could have at least got some work in.
I wish I would have brought one of the other fighters from the gym here. So we could have at least had a... What?
We wanted it and we didn't want it. That would have been a sad... sad beating.
Wait, was that his mouth guard? What did he just pick up?
Beating.
What is that?
We wanted it and we didn't want it. That would have been a sad... sad beating.
So did he just drop his mouth guard onto the mat and is now picking it up and putting it back in his mouth? I can't think of anything more disgusting. Again, take off your mouth guard and put it in your pocket. I don't give a shit. At least it's your pocket. He just dropped his mouth guard onto the mat that him and a million other amateur shit boxers pace around on in the smallest gym in the world, and then now he's going to put that back in his mouth? Now, don't get me wrong, again, in football, you drop it on the ground all the time and just blow on it.
I'd
argue that a wrestling mat is far filthier than a football field. I really would. A little dirt isn't a serious health contaminant.
Figure it out, too. I knew what we were going to do. We're going to start out...
He's literally licking boots now.
We're just going to flick out a few harmless jabs, just keep the piggy at range.
So again, now he's... After saying he's not coming, he's going back into fantasy mode and telling us how the fight's going to go. I'm probably just going to start off with some light jabs and a dirty mouthpiece.
I had it all figured out, too. I knew what we were going to do. We're going to start out. We're just going to flick out a few harmless jabs. Just keep the piggy at range. Maybe drop a little right in over the top just to fuck with him. Nothing too hard.
I might drop one in from the left just to fuck with him. It just depends. I might fuck with him with the left. I might fuck with him with the right. It just depends on how I'm feeling. I might make my dick hard and just come up and get his chin.
Keep the piggy at range. Maybe drop a little right in over the top just to fuck with him. Nothing too hard.
I would just straight up kick him in the nuts. I would straight up just kick him in the nuts and go like, oh, is that not... Did you not run that scenario?
And then as he just plods around the ring, as those cloven hooves plod around the...
Look at this dork.
...the ring. Eventually, he's going to wear out.
Donnie Crook says, this guy can't stand still. It looks like he has to piss. It's tight on every wall. We're finally getting to see, like, the fourth wall. No offense. And this, boy, this ring, it might not even be a regulation size ring because they had to, like, shrink it down to fit it into this gym. The whole boxing ring is four posters wide.
And then we start going to the box. What's the deal?
I don't answer.
Oh, no, yeah, I can't.
No, we can't. I'm not allowed. I have key privileges. I do not have phone privileges. They got onto me last time for using too many minutes.
What are you going to do?
I can.
So the guy who's filming its phone keeps vibrating?
What, you want me to do?
Yeah.
Worn out. We go to the bottom.
I want to answer.
Eventually he falls down. Not going to make it past the first.
Look at him. He corner to corner. He's just pacing nonstop. He cannot stop pacing.
3 minutes.
I want to answer it professionally. You know they're trolling, right?
And he's just holding his gloves. He's just holding his gloves, walking around like this is a little baby. Again, I think it's kind of a comfort thing. He's got to hold these gloves. It's like a little binky. Charlotte told me, whenever I get scared, whenever the thunder gets loud, just hug my gloves.
You don't get it, Patrick. The filth on the boxing ring floor is a fraction of the biohazard I've exposed myself to by eating Kayla Recchietta's swampy sniz.
Didn't he say that April had a stinky pussy? Like, he admitted that this week? Jesus Christ. Like, no, but Kayla's sliz was the best. And then, like, Slam Piece is just over in the corner, like, what is going on? Why would you stay with this guy?
What's that?
They're trolling.
He looks like Doom. He looks like Doom's logo. The way that is the head here sits on his head and like covers his eyes like one of those Russian hats, those floofy.
I want to hear who it is.
Saint Club wrestling, not gonna help you.
What is this, 10-10?
Yeah, looks like it.
5-10 before he's
a every 2 minutes. So what is it, 10-08? Jesus, I'll pace over here. So what is it, 10-10? Oh, God, I got to go to this corner and think about it.
Faggot. Well, I mean, that time has already passed.
Quitting, faggot, I should have said. My apologies.
Somebody's a bitch.
Wherever three or more Steel Toe fans are gathered, a chant of faggot shall erupt.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Oh. Man, this is even past my goddamn bedtime. This is his chance to win. He had a chance. I'm sleepy. Now, do I technically have to lace him up for this to be a victory by forfeit?
Do I technically have to lace them up for this to be a victory by forfeit? Yes, this is very... This counts on your record, Aaron.
There you go. Yeah, do some boxing moves.
I think we got to lace them up. I was going to wear the 18s, too. These are gigantic. These are like rocks on my head. I was going to let Ralph wear some 12s.
Yeah, so he definitely just wants us to see him in his full boxing regalia. He needs us to see how tough he can be. And mark you these words. This be a lesson to Melton. Should Melton ever open his mouth and try to challenge Imholt to a fight again, he's going to have a rocky time. He's going to have a rocky time. He wanted us to see him looking tough. That's a hundred. This can be about nothing else. Because otherwise, why go through the 20 minutes of putting it all
those
on?
Those big, meaty fucking pig hooves could kick a little.
He looks as comfortable as a gimp. That's what somebody said.
You know, that's like hitting with Mike Lindell.
Look at how fucking gigantic these gloves are.
Almost as big as his gun.
Look at how big those are. You can't get hurt getting hit with these. You can't get hurt with these. I landed one.
So, remember the accusations that he said that Ricada used to slap himself and hit himself? Here's Aaron doing it.
You can't get hurt getting hit with these. You can't get hurt with these.
I don't know what that's supposed to prove. You're the one, it's your head and you're hitting it.
So. I've had more punches on myself than Ralph did tonight.
Did you get those from Mike Lindell?
My gloves.
Just pay. I've never seen anything like it. She's doing circles.
No, Ralph. No punches. I gotta hit myself if I wanna get in a fight tonight. God damn. Well, guys, sorry that you showed up for nothing.
You gotta worry about me. I'm right down the road.
I will say this. Those of us who were here talking about it beforehand did say.
So he doesn't want you to know Slam Pig's there. So he goes, the three of us that are. Those of us who are here. Good cover, Aaron.
Hey. Yeah. I'm sorry. Andy, I'm sorry. I wanted to put a little bit of an embarrassing beating on the guy. I don't know.
What is it, a lesson or a beating or a scrimmage or a scrapping? Or is it a, I don't want to hurt the guy or the gym could get in trouble or we may move the venue to where the referees are? Down the street at the bar, the referee bar. We'll go down and grab one of the refs. You know, one of the off-duty refs down at the.
My fist would have gotten to him before he was back at the stairs. He might have knocked his own self out.
It was like four stairs to get up in here.
Sorry, Nick. I know you were secretly trying to get your boy hurt. You could have come on in. You could have stepped in. You wouldn't have gotten hurt unless you pulled.
More shit talking. You know, again, as it becomes more and more apparent that this isn't going to happen, he just keeps ramping it all up.
Muscle, remember? Come on. Yeah. When Pierce would love that. Poplin would love that shit. Come on.
Come on where? To the other corner? You'll be right back.
See, now I want to fight.
Yep, look at it. See, so the further it goes, now I want to fight. Before I didn't want to. When I left my show early and drove down here, unlocked the gym, invited all my friends, put on my headgear, taped up my arms, put in the mouthpiece, laced up my little booties, got in the ring, paced around for half an hour. I didn't even want to do it. But now, we got to do like a soft timeout version of punching. Now I want to fight. Now that it's 15 minutes after our meeting time and it's apparent he's not coming, I really want it. Now I'm into it. Now you can get some. Is this a good impression? Beloved Chatter says, it's a guy, if a guy named Cheese unironically says, do your boxing moves at 10 p.m. after a few beers, odds are you are gay. I don't know if that's an official
Come on, Ralphie, don't be scared of me. I only headbutt women. That's why I'm a remarkable toe. Patrick. Why do you keep discussing me as if we are peers? You question my financial decisions as if I have a functioning brain. I am equivalent to a 12-year-old boy who lives alone.
Oh, Anne, honey, sweetie, did you fall for the come watch me box trick? Did you have to see his small pee-pee turtle head poking through those shorts like an anthill? He still cry when it's soft?
Does he still cry when it's soft?
Now this is fucked up. See, now I want to fight. Would love that. Poplin would love that shit. Come on. Now this is fucked up. No, Ethan Ralph. Now I want to hit something.
Hey, there's bags.
Now I want to hit something. And then somebody goes, there's bags. But they're all Target bags full of pool noodles and toys.
Well, how much time we got?
All the time in the world. There's no limit on this. There's not a clock running in the corner. Well, if he doesn't show in 2 minutes, this sanctioned fight will be awarded as a win to the toe.
10-11.
20 minutes.
So he's walking around a room in a locked building screaming, Suey! Okay.
Come on, like one of Mason Berger's piggies. Oh, Ralph, my hand's cramping. Now's your chance. Oh, my right hand is all fucked. Oh, it's fucking up. I've only got one decent hand.
I've only got one piece of hand.
Ralph, this was your chance. I'm low on potassium. What?
Get him now while his hips hurt.
Give me one.
Oh, you...
Remember the other day, he's like, my hips hurt. My hips always hurt when it rains.
Come on.
There you go. Whoa, did you see that? What a quick punch.
Oh, you...
Come on. There you go.
Whoa.
What?
Give me one.
Oh, you...
Come on. There you go.
Whoa, you wouldn't even see that coming. And then he's going to walk to the other side of the ring. This is so performative, and he's so uncomfortable that he, like, every time he says, he does his thing too, like, he'll say a joke and then he'll walk away. Like, I hope they laugh.
Camera angles, come on now.
One. Yeah, I ain't even loose. I haven't stretched, I haven't done anything. I was just going to.
I'm not even loose. I've just been walking around the ring airboxing like Stuttering John for 20 minutes, telling everybody they're going to get what for.
Piggy in here and stick him real quick.
Right, you want me to take my...
No, Ralph.
Oh, whoa. Now he's showing us some fancy footwork. Look at this. I get it hard with the Cricket mobile data plan, but...
Right, you want me to take my...
No, Ralph.
Again, if you ever watch a video of him doing his actual boxing, like, he doesn't look anything like this. He's just getting his fucking bell rung over and over and over. He's in there like, this is how you do. I give him a 1-2.
No, Ralph, no problem. Get me somebody. Get me somebody.
Bring me Melton. Bring me anyone.
Not some guy off the street, though. He might have a...
Baby wants candy.
It's weird down here. Hey. But you got one. Oh, shit.
Might come in here with his unicycle or some shit.
Yeah. Fuck around with those guys.
Even worse, I'll give you crabs.
I'm even 220 today. I'm not even 215. I'm 5 pounds over my fighting weight. I'm a big tubby bowl of shit. This is Ralph's chance. Nothing. Sometimes I don't feel
6'4". When would that be? Whenever Melton's making fun of me, I feel really small. Sometimes I don't even feel 6'4". You know what I call 6'4", Aaron? Short! I call I look short? I'm fatter than you. I'm taller than you. It's remarkable how I outplay you in every category.
Patrick. Why do you keep discussing me as if we are peers? You question my financial decisions as if
I... already did that one. I thought that was a new one. I'm dumb. I clicked on the wrong thing. My bad, idiots. It's Whitney, bitch, Thompson. Thank you for becoming a new member. Check your email. Rikeda's address. Rikeda's address is April's snatch. We don't have time for emails today. Okay. What was I doing? Fuck. Sorry.
Well, like, honestly, if I would have saw him, if I would have saw him come up to this middle rope right here, height-wise, and then he gets to the middle...
Again, another fantasy. If I would have saw him come in here and, like, walk up to this middle rope... Yeah, but you didn't! That didn't happen! Yeah, but if it did, wouldn't that be crazy? Like, he looks so stupid. Wouldn't it be crazy if he came in and, like, lost the fight? That'd be nuts. No, wouldn't it be... Like, imagine if he came in here and, like, he got in the ring and I was just, like, better than him and hitting. Imagine that? That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy. Imagine if he came in here and, like, wasn't prepared at all. And, like, I'm not prepared either, but, like, I'm remarkably talented at boxing. And I just, like, rung his bell real quick. And he, like, fell. And he just started, like, bleeding all over the mat. And then I spit my mouth guard out in his mouth. And then he spit it out. Like, ugh! Get this steel-toed mouth guard out of my mouth. And then the ambulance had to come. They tried to save him with chest compressions. Even though that wasn't even what's wrong with him. I had cracked his whole cabello right open. Eh? I think I meant cabeza. But you get... You know what I... Wouldn't that be crazy if that happened? Yeah. 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 It's Whitney, bitch. Thompson. I love that he's being trolled by Ralph and the person who keeps calling during his stream like they did at John's mom's house while he was streaming. Yeah, who was calling? Amy Elizabeth, thank you for being a member for 17 months? Is it? Imagine being attracted to him. I know. Poor Anne.
I asked Ethan how he was getting to the gym because I was afraid Nick would give him a ride. Then I'd have to wail on him too, just like Crispin Glover. You! Get your damn hands off her!
I look like homeless Stanley Kubrick.
Fuck.
Middle of the ring and you just give him one of these and he swings at your belly, then I would have realized how small the guy is.
Look, see, again, just fantasies.
Middle rope right here.
And then he comes up here and he like stands, but he's only up to my chest. And I spit in his hair and he's like, what was that? And I was like, it must be raining. Can you imagine if I did that?
Wise. And then you get to the middle of the ring and you just give him one of these and he swings.
Listen to him. He comes in the ring and I just do one of these and then he swings, but he doesn't even get near me. And then I kill his whole family, huh? What if I did that?
Is it your belly? Then I would have realized how small the guy is. Now we're clowning you, but now you gotta get here. Now I'm joking about your height. Remember when Shawn Michaels...
If anyone ever really wants to fight him and just finds him and starts beating his ass, he'll be like, wait a minute, I didn't even hear the bell. Let me get my headgear on. This is unsanctioned. Do you have a license? Are you licensed by the USBAA, the United States Boxing Association of Aaron?
Brought out like a little midget Bret Hart. It's not like that. That's what I'm doing.
Imagine he's a little midget and he comes in here and I just put my arm out like that and hold him back. Imagine. What if I did that?
How much time we got before it's a...
Shut up!
Dirty forfeit win.
We're hitting that quarter after mark.
Yeah.
He made the rules. Like, if he doesn't show by 10:30, it's a forfeit win for me. Huh. Okay. I mean, as long as no one's counting, sure.
That allows for enough time for
that. Ethan Ralph, put it down in the record books, is a scared little bitch. And always will be.
Why would he be scared of a boxing lesson?
Oh, I hit harder than Cog, Ralph.
but I would have taken it easy on you. I was willing to teach you. And you bitched out. You got scared. You got that tightness in your shoulders.
Here's High Road Aaron. Well, it could have been different. I could have taught you something. We could have been friends.
Your heart went up into your throat. You got the bubble guts. You got the shits.
Bubble guts? Oh, he watching an LL.
And you went, I can't make it. Ashton, how would it go?
And again, he has that, like, what's more likely? Ethan Ralph was never going to come to this and he was trolling Aaron all along? Or that, yeah, he, oh, then he, oh, you know what happened? I bet he saw me on stream and then he got the bubble guts and shit himself. Oh, did you shit yourself? Oh, he shit himself. None of that happened. Stop. He's one of these, like, again, I liken it to, like, a girl who goes, I'm going to lose 100 pounds. And then she's like, I'll be so hot when I lose 100 pounds. And, like, guys will be coming up to me and, like, saying, like, can I get your number? And I'll be like, nah, I'm too hot for yet. It's like, you're still fat. You haven't done it yet. Stop fantasizing about the dream of a guy you'll reject. It's not, that's not happening. It didn't happen yet. It's so nuts to be like, you know what I bet happened? It always starts with the speculation. He's like, you know what I bet happened? I bet he, like, started thinking about it and then realized, like, what a superior athlete I am. And then he, like, got the bubble guts and shit himself. Oh, no, did he shit himself? Oh, I just heard he shit himself. From you. You made that up. That didn't, it's not real. Listen to it.
I was willing to teach you. And you bitched out. You got scared. You got that tightness in your shoulders.
Yeah, I bet the first thing that happened is his shoulders tightened up.
Your heart went up into your...
His heart went up into his throat. Is that the thing that happens? I think he meant to say stomach.
Throat. You got the bubble guts.
Oh, God. He's liquid shitting. He's liquid shitting in his rented Kia Soul.
Got the shits. And you went, I can't make it. Ashton, how would it go? What is it with? I can't make it, bitch. I got the shits. Ethan, write it down. Ethan Ralph got diarrhea and got scared to fight.
Write it down. Ethan Ralph got scared. He got diarrhea and was scared to fight. Just another indication that what he says, he thinks is real. Write it down. Everybody, say it. Say that's what happened. Is everybody here? Why aren't you writing it down? Did you write it? If you write it, it will come true.
That's what happened. Ethan can't make it, bitch. I got the shits. Ethan, write it down. Ethan Ralph got diarrhea and got scared to fight.
This is... Imagine if this is how he was. Like, we know he's like this on the show. We know he's like this about his show. Look, Melton can't handle it that we just have bigger numbers. Melton can't handle it. It's like... Where? Dude... I don't know what to tell you, man. It just is what it is. It just is what it is. We just do better. We just have more. We just do better. That just is, man. So imagine, and now he's doing it with his, he's like, that's what happened. Write it down. He got scared and shit himself. That is what happened. Write it down. Is everyone writing? Do you need a pen? Do you, everyone write it? And it's like, that didn't, you just made that up. Now, take that template. We know he does it on the show. We know he does it in physical aggression and fights. He did it with me. Go watch Heart of the Rings, where he challenged me to a fight and then said I never did that and then said Melton back down. And now think about if he does that in his personal life with, like, April. Think about if he does that, like, in his marriage. Like, he rolls over after sex, there's really sticky Celsius cum everywhere. White chocolate, raspberry, orange, Celsius cum, the stickiest cum. And April's over there unsatisfied, you know, reaching for her Vibra wand or whatever. And he's like, why do you need that? You came harder than I've ever heard any woman come. You remember when you, like, gushed and squirted all over me? That was fucking remarkable. And you screamed like a pig. Eee! Eee! And you came and you called your mom and you were like, I found the one. He made me squirt. And then you called, like, all your ex-boyfriends and told them how good I was. Why do you need that vibrator? And she's like, You've never made me come. You come like in 2 seconds. You just gush and gush and squirt sticky Celsius hash brown cum. And I never come. And he's like, write it down. That's what happened. She came. She came. This is all her cum. This isn't even my cum. That's your cum in your belly button, not mine, you fucking idiot. Write it down. Write it down. Yeah, Captain Blue Chew over here.
That's what happened. Ethan Ralph got the shits and couldn't make it to the ring.
Huh, so we're just doing a Mad Lib instead of a fight?
What time is it?
Quarter after.
It's a quarter after. Staska, go out and check the door real quick.
We'll go.
Staska, go out and check the door. Staska. Didn't this guy used to be in the NLO chat sometimes? David Staska? Am I thinking of David Skarika?
One more check of the door. If he's at the door, let him in.
If he's at the door, let him in. Lower the drawbridge! Let him in! If he's here, I've changed my mind. Let's do the fight. It's like, wasn't that the plan all along? If he's at the door, keep it locked. I've changed everything.
Come check the door real quick.
We'll go check.
One more check of the door. If he's at the door, let him in. He ain't at the door.
And again, look, Aaron's just on a little model train choo-choo track doing circles in a ring, thinking this makes him look tough. Again, this is anxious. This is showing how nervous Aaron is. And again, he's not even coming. So why are you doing circles?
Quarter after.
It's a quarter after. Staska, go out and check the door real quick.
We'll go check.
One more check of the door. If he's at the door, let him in. If he ain't at the door...
If he ain't at the door, let the bodies hit the floor.
What can we do?
What can we do?
What can we do?
Why don't you check PayPal and see if he's there?
Can't.
Why don't you refresh Venmo?
All day to figure it out.
All goddamn day.
Nobody in the parking lot. Just the Domino's workers leaving.
Uber comes to St. Cloud.
So he just goes, Uber comes to St. Cloud? It's like, then why earlier were you so concerned with how he's going to get there? Like, oh yeah, you want to fight me in my gym? How would you even get there? How would you even fucking arrive, you fucking idiot? Michael Mangiardi, done a Rocky Time joke yet? Sorry, I just got here. I actually did do a Rocky Time joke. Gonzo, Aaron has a lot of estrogen, and is that Ian Hall calling in? Probably. Probably. Ian Hawk's on the phone like, did you know there's a guy in your VIP membership program who likes to wear salmon-colored shirts? And then Aaron's like, it's me! I don't know. Don't ever get caught not wearing men's clothing around Ian Hawk. He will fucking wreck your life. That's all I know. I don't know anything about Ian Hawk, and I really don't have anything against him. I try not to start fights with him, and I stay out of his way. He kind of, you know, he's a very resourceful individual who will wreck your world. So I suck him off and leave offerings for him on my driveway every night, and he comes by and gets them. But if he ever catches you wearing probably even like lederhosen or something, he'll be like... He'll send me a dossier on you, folder, screenshots.
All right.
I sure do.
Give me this thing.
All right, the gloves are off.
Another win for the toe.
Now, get ready for this.
Where's the flip around?
So that's how big this thing is on its face. That's how big this thing on his face. The two, like, cheek, you know, guard things almost come together in his mouth. His head is so small and he has so little amount of, you know, hair padding that the helmet's so loose it keeps, like, slipping down over his eyes. Again, like, he thinks this is, like, a tough look. Look at that.
There we go.
again, mouthpiece in. He's going to talk to us with his mouthpiece in, I imagine, because he doesn't have any gas station food to shove in there.
Man, shit.
Man, shit. This could have gone a lot of ways. This could have gone so many other ways. Look at him!
I'm down. There we go.
Something about in the ring. All right, guys. I'm sorry. I'm gonna call it. They're calling him the Ralph of female. Two owns by Steel Toe in one day.
Get that mouth guard back in quick before it loses all that floor juice.
Motherfucker. All right, guys. I'll see.
He probably wears this when he fucks. I'd be willing to bet.
See you later. Ralph didn't show. What can I tell you?
He just didn't show. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's Whitney Bitch Thompson. Even tweeted that he wouldn't fight without getting paid. He knew Aaron wasn't going to share his precious goal, so he left for Wisconsin in the day. Yeah, I mean, again, everyone said he wouldn't fight, so I assumed he wouldn't. I don't know Ethan Hawke and Ian Ralph. Yeah, I just assumed, like, I wasn't tweeting at, like, to taunt Ethan, because I don't know his plan. And I just know it's funny to make Aaron go down to the gym. And, of course, everything's a win for the toe. So, if he doesn't show, again, it just gets more puffed up. You know, it was, the last thing was, like, 20 minutes after the time he was supposed to be there. He's like, I'll put the gloves on now. Okay. Like, we're all supposed to just watch and be like, that would be a smart move. In case he shows up, that way you're just ready. Ed Muramike, who's right over there, right, says, the couch is comfy.
It is.
Abby Normal, thank you for gifting a membership. It's Whitney Bitch Thompson, says, didn't he refuse to WWE fight like Ralph wanted? I don't know. I honestly don't know any of the history between him and Ethan Ralph. I don't know who Ethan... Is Ethan Ralph a podcaster? Or just a YouTuber? Was he some celebrity before that? I don't know who it is. Like, I literally don't know his background, what he's from. This is like when we had the biggest problem in the universe, like DeVito and Dick. And everybody was just like, I can't believe... After the history with Vito when he did the... It's like, I don't know who... And I'm not going to come on and like put a charity link up and go... I don't know what... What did he do? What did he do? And then somebody said, like, I'll email you about it. And they sent me an email. They're like, he's a known child molester. I'm like, he is? Why isn't he in jail? Are we keeping it a secret? KJ gifted one membership. Thank you very much. Meredith Halfpenny, who I also met at her and her her lovely partner at DabbleCon. I'm at Reels. It was great to meet you, Meredith. Thank you for gifting a membership. Drive by gifting 10 Nobody Likes Onions memberships, which is too many. It's too many to give. Thank you very much, Drive by. Black Eyed Suit member for 14 months. I'm happy you're having fun. Happier you're alive. Yeah, I'm going to really try to do them every day, guys. I may even do one, like, late tonight, because my schedule's off. I don't know. I might go to bed. I don't know. But I was just ill. I was, like, flat out. Couldn't really, like, fucking function. So that's the excuse. I wasn't ignoring you. Lev Kramer, member for 40 months. What do I wear, Ian? Paint me like one of your French girls. Yeah. If Ian ever got a hold of my cross-dressing photos, we'd be in trouble.
Patrick, of course I wear my boxing headgear when I fuck. How else can I handle Matt Hammer fisting the back of my head with those meat hook hands?
Take a toe. Take it, you bitch.
I want to
make my milkshake in you.
I want to show the video of Aaron at court from... people... we don't have to do shit. I don't know if people really got a good look at this. Oh, fuck. What just happened? Oh, when I make shit full screen it. Oh, fuck. Okay, hold on. Did you guys see this? Woke up this morning. Doom has already green screened this. I would love to see what you guys do with it. This was an Agent O outside the courthouse. I don't like the brown shoes with the blue suit. Moody thinks it's fine, but I think that's amateur hour. It's not right. It's not right. Not with the Oxford blue button up and the gold and navy striped tie. Oh, look at it. I love the way he almost eats his chin like a turtle. Right there. Let me try to pause it so you can really... I can't do the melt and zoom. Here. There it is. There it is. Parts of him always look like AI. He's got his fists balled up. I'm surprised he didn't wear his headgear to tape everything together. Really show us how it's done. Hold on, what the fuck? Oh, look, it's getting dark. Too dark, do you see? All right, hold on, I gotta get out of that. Oh, there's one more video I wanted to watch. Yeah, we probably won't go to that tonight. Sorry, Mikey. We were going to go to a show.
Well, then, do you want anything from the shops at Mogul?
Do I want anything from the shops?
Yeah.
Which shops?
Sainsbury's.
Tesco?
Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's?
But before it closes, before it closes 10, I can...
Hold on, I'm going to show you guys Mikey. Hold on, let me see if I can...
I can jump around. Hi.
I got a second cam.
I got a second cam. Where's the second cam?
Ooh!
There.
We're cammed up.
We're cammed up.
Like girls. Look at the Nanopus hoodie, huh?
And the shrimp hat.
Shout out to Carter's kids.
Mm-hmm.
I did the hat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If we're going to say, do you want anything from the shops then?
Guys, do we want anything from the shops?
Can you grab me an Iron Brew?
Yeah. Iron Brew.
Can do.
I do not want an Iron Brew.
No, neither do I.
I would like... Guys, what should I get from the shops? They call it the shops.
The shops.
6,000 child porn images.
Oh, by the way, can I just completely... I am distancing myself from that whole porn fucking...
It was just a discussion. I wasn't on any side.
I know.
What... Would it be better if no kids were hurt?
No, I agree. I agree on both sides.
But I could also see how it could amplify the feelings of a minor attracted person. Is that what they call them now? And I could see how it could make it...
A minor attracted person.
No, they do. That's what they call them now.
We'll call them maps.
Yeah.
We'll call them maps.
Dora the Explorer agrees.
Okay, sure.
Map. Okay.
We're maps. Yeah. I'm going to get smokes.
Okay, you go get smokes. I'll wrap it up with these people.
Sure.
Don't come back for 12 minutes.
Well,
I'm kidding. You can do whatever you want. Say goodbye to Mikey, everybody. He's going to go get cigarettes.
And beers, probably. Well, no.
Kiki, right? I mean, seriously, you might be too dumb to be here. Don't be... Shut the fuck up. How about that? How about shut the fuck up? You sure about that? Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Guys, you can't talk about this. I can! I just said you would stay.
Yeah, I was waiting until you would as
well. All right, we'll see you in a minute. Gonzo says Steel Toe is a bitch made hoe, and Silence Do Good says Patrick Smoke. I am smoking.
Yeah, no, he's been good.
No, I smoke when I'm hanging out with friends and traveling and shit. I do not smoke at home, like on a regular basis. Patrick, we're all open minded. We love your humor. We don't judge you. We don't judge Jeff Lewis. What? Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means. Who's Jeff Lewis? I don't get the joke, but I'm sure it's on me, and I'm sure I look stupid. I'm sure I really have egg on my face. Sharon C., thank you so much for gifting 10 memberships to the children. The children. All right, we're going to watch a Steel Toe thing. This is from my buddy Doom.
Should I take your keys? Doom. That easier?
No, get the fuck out of my fucking place.
Well, then you're going to buzz me
in. Yeah, no shit. That's going to be part of the segment.
Yeah, okay. Shut
this fucking piece of shit. By the way, he Irish goodbyes all the time. You think I'd give him the keys to this flat? He would never. He'd be like, oh, I'll give him to you Saturday afternoon.
I'm still like, listening.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is from my buddy Doom. He's a Clipper. You might have heard of him. He does clips. He does clips.
MSO says Aaron is inmate OU812. Do I have a number?
I love a good Aussie joke.
I don't know.
Either way.
I don't know. I looked you up and you weren't booked, so.
No.
I was kind of bummed out about that.
I mean, I wasn't booked into jail.
Is that an Aussie album, OU812? Well, it's been that fucking 80s. Is that Aussie? OU812.
Oh, but.
No.
I was fingerprinted. Like, I was booked and fingerprinted.
No mugshot.
Van Halen. Fuck. I'm out. Yeah. Fuck. You're right. So out of it. Jesus Christ. I had that tape and I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember who it was.
No mugshot. You know?
Yeah.
Everyone, you know, is sitting here going, you know, oh, is there going to be a mugshot? I thought there was going to be.
You know what I was never good at? Like, song names. You know, like you would buy a CD or a tape back in the day and you would like listen to it and you would like learn it and you would even like back in the day with the CD and or you know, like before that records with the liner notes and stuff, but like you would like read the lyrics and like learn a song like when a new album came out. But I never learned the names of songs, so if it wasn't like if the name of the song wasn't like the chorus, I could never name the names of songs. You know, for example, like a band like Muse or something. Like, their song names, you know, have nothing to do with what's being... not that they have nothing to do with it, but, like, if the name of the song isn't the in the lyrics, like, I don't know the fucking name of this song. I was always really bad at that.
A mugshot. Today.
We were all excited for the mugshot.
Yeah.
Same with album man.
Good. Holy shit. You know what's great?
What?
Is when people who hate you,
yeah,
like Patrick or somebody.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is the night show after court. He didn't have court he had court on Tuesday. Had a baby on Wednesday. Got real freaky on Thursday. Okay. And then he immediately, within 5 minutes of starting a show, mentions Melton. And then the next night, Wednesday night, he said, I don't even really, he literally goes, I don't even think about Melton anymore. We kind of left him in the dust. And then it's like, in what capacity? Also, like, didn't you mention me last night? Also, I like that you said I don't think about him anymore.
Huh? Posts a picture that, like, somebody was waiting outside the courthouse and got a picture of me as I came out of the courthouse.
Are you fucking kidding?
Dude, I'm famous. I'm the man.
It was while you were going in, stupid.
Man, I'm the fucking greatest thing. These people follow me.
So Aaron says, you'll hear him say it again in a minute. He goes, there were people waiting outside to take photos of me. No, there's one guy. There was one guy. No one else was there. No one else had the court hearing. We had one stupid Agent Onion there. And I don't mean to call him stupid, but like, Aaron acts like he walked out and the paparazzi was like gathered around.
All over the place. They love me. I'm the
another
shit.
Melton fan that has nothing better to do with their life than to follow you around and watch you winning.
Are you guys just going to take that? Hey, chat room, are you just going to sit there and fucking take that? I want to see you get mad. I want to see you get mad. I better start seeing some grrrs and why-i-otas and how dare he. Come on, you losers.
Bro, I'm the fucking man. I really am. I can't help it anymore. I can't even be humble around these people.
You follow me, you take pictures of me looking fucking dressed to the nines. I look fucking stunning. As
I look stunning. Breathtaking. Her bosoms were busting out of that fucking Brooks Brothers suit.
Evidence, as evidence, when they posted the picture online as like, there's Aaron coming out of the courthouse. There were people who I've seen tweet at me that I'm the biggest piece of shit in the world, and they go, he actually does look really good.
There were like seven girls who were like, I'm actually a little wet. I think I could get over everything else about Aaron if I could just fuck him in that suit.
Like, they were like, it's tailored nice.
Clothed male, nude female porn. You heard of it?
Too. And I'm like, fucking
Aaron's hotter in a suit.
Fucking suit.
My second favorite suit, motherfucker.
Nice.
So,
which one was it?
One of my two Joseph A. Banks shirts. Yes. There was a sale. I went to Men's Warehouse. They let me pick three things. I could get a vest. I could get a sport coat. I could get some slacks. And I'll throw in a free cummerbund.
With the light blue shirt.
Yeah.
With the dark blue jacket.
Uh-huh.
The dark blue pants.
Nice.
Brown belt.
The dark blue pants? It's a suit. It's a suit. Just say a dark blue suit. You're like, I had the dark blue overshirt. I had the... Dude, I had my Apple Watch, a light blue shirt, I had a darker blue, bigger, thicker clothes around you shirt, I had a dark blue leg sleeves, coverings, I had, what else did I have, black foot gloves, and brown. Oh, fuck. I gotta go let him in. You guys watch this.
Belt tied together with some beautiful high mirror shine brown dress shoes.
There you go.
Look great. And then we have... there are things I can't say.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And people I can't mention. But there is a... Let's just say something. There is something in this world.
Uh-huh.
Let's call it the Constitution.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a violation of the restraining order again. He can't stop doing it.
There is something in this world.
Uh-huh.
Let's call it the Constitution.
Okay.
That is being amended.
Yes.
So I guess the restraining order is being amended. Which he thinks is a testimony to, like, how well him and Ashley are doing. He's like, Ashley and I are doing great. Like, I did have to go to court for a restraining order violation against her. But Ashley and I are doing great. Oh, fucking hell with this again.
In a way that is very good for all involved.
Okay.
Let's just say today was a good day.
Gotcha.
Today was a very, very good day. I went in. Let's talk about it,
man. Did you fuck around and get a triple-double? Was it today was a good day?
I fuck around again.
Okay, I'm 100. You tell me right there. Sorry, I'm back and forth between these dates. Tell me if you think Aaron got the reference. Today was a good day. Fucked around and got a triple double. Tell me if you think Aaron got that reference or if he's just going, but I got a triple double. It's like me when I hear a Stuttering John or Howard Stern reference and I have to go like, totally. I know exactly what you're saying. He did. I'm 100% convinced he didn't get this reference.
What? No, but it was. It was a good day today. Talk about
it.
Did
you fuck around and get a triple double? Was it today? Was a good day.
Yeah. Look at his face. He's blank. He doesn't get. He doesn't get the reference. This guy who loves to rap.
I went in. Let's talk about it.
Did you fuck around and get a triple double? Was it today? Was a good day.
Fuck around again. It was. No, but it.
Today was a good day.
I fuck around again.
Fuck around and get a triple double. Was it today? Was a good day.
I fuck around again.
Get a triple double. Was it today was a good day?
I fuck around again. It was. No, but it was. It was a good day today. We did not have a morning show, so got the morning off. That was nice. Got out of the fucking courthouse. I looked at my lawyer and I.
See, we're supposed to believe. This is how dumb people think you're dumb. We're supposed to believe that it was a nice morning because he didn't have to do a show and got to go to court for violating a restraining order. You're like, it was a nice morning, didn't have to do a show. Yeah, just had to go in and fucking see a judge for violating a restraining order against the mother of your children. Cool day. Fuck, what just happened? We lost it.
I said, well, looks like I'm getting out of here exactly about 10 minutes before the show would have ended. So I got to sleep in an extra hour. That was about the difference.
And the goal.
Stone Cold Fleas Austin says, you are the Batman and Melton is the Joker. What would he do without you? Go back to ripping off regular people? No, I've changed things. Citizen M is in the chat saying it's going to be his life's mission to destroy Nick. I've got bad news for you, Citizen M. Nick beat you to it.
So, I guess what he's saying is, like, the restraining order is being amended. He's like, good news. The restraining order I have with Ashley is being amended, and it's going to be better for everybody. And again, this is, we're supposed to believe the relationship between him and Ashley is so good now. It's so good now. But why is there still going to be a restraining order? And remember, didn't this last 50 years? This restraining order is a 50-year restraining order? If it's really good, wouldn't she... See, like, I don't know how restraining orders work. If she goes to the judge and she's like, you can lift it, it's fine, it's not a big deal anymore, would it be viewed as a spurious thing? Would she be looked at as abusing the system? Or can it... Will the state just not, you know... dissolve it? Or how does it work? You know, Moody would be the guy to ask this stuff, but like, why is it still there? If the relationship's good, why is the restraining order still there? And if the relationship's good, why are you just revising it? Why not get rid of it? I don't know how it works. I really don't know how it works. Mr. Panda says, what grown man describes his suit and shoes by using color only? Not Tom Ford, Prada, Ralph Lauren, etc., but blue and brown. Moobs is a clown. Yeah, it's like the UK and their sauces. Pass the brown sauce. Oh, what's that taste like? It's brown. Got brown in it. In it? And then you're just like, what? It's got brown in it, in it? Hey, thank you, Spectre, for the 20 gifted memberships. I don't know how to do the, I'm not Michael Winslow. I'm not even Michael Winsfest. Hello, joke of the fringe.
Doing it on his own.
I'm sorry, buddy. You lost that one.
No, Nick beat you to it. It's not your life's
I tried
mission.
To do it, too. Yeah.
He already beat you to it.
Yeah.
He just does it to himself before you can.
That's what Nick told me. He goes, you know, what you have to understand is that, you know, sometimes when people are trying to destroy your life, you have to just destroy it first so they can't do it. And that's how you own them. 199 from Kiff says, remain law-abiding, Imholt. Can you do that? I mean, so far, so good.
So, Shane on the screen it says, respondent must prohibit his wife, April Imholt, and co-host from directly or indirectly talking about the petitioner, Ashley LaRue, and or making direct or indirect disparaging or harassing comments about the petitioner during any online broadcast, shows, or social media accounts the respondents had control of. What this means is Aaron must prohibit his wife, that's no longer a thing, and co-hosts, so Matt, from directly or indirectly talking about the petitioner. End of story. The rest says, or making indirect or direct disparaging remarks, but that's redundant. That's redundant. Because it's an and or. Aaron must prohibit his co-host from directly or indirectly talking about Ashley. Period. I mean, not period. There's an and or. But you know what I'm saying. Period. Like that. That's it. Now watch this.
And with $10, you ain't going to get me to fucking read that shit. I know what you cunts are doing. Don't you fucking, you shut your cunt mouth, Shane M. And thank you. What I meant to say was thank you for the $10. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. You're a nice man. And I've gone off the handle. So we have $180 away from tonight's goal. And you'll see the note attached to it for the commissary fund.
I mean, I could read his and give him advice, right?
So here Matt says, I could read and give you advice. What's crazy is every time Aaron gets in trouble, Matt's there. Aaron lost his Twitch channel because of Matt. Matt was there when they talked about the cousin and she'll rue the day and all that stuff. Matt was there. Aaron gets himself in trouble with Matt. So now Aaron's going to say, yeah, Matt can read it. Matt's allowed to read it. You would think, and I guess we haven't discussed this, so I should mention this. Aaron went to court. He had a $50 fine. He had to pay $85 in court costs, $135 total. And he got sentenced 90 days in jail, stayed for a year, which means he cannot violate this restraining order again for the next year. And he cannot get in any legal trouble at all for the next year. If he were to get arrested for anything else, you know, aside from traffic violations, something like that. If he gets arrested, if he gets in any kind of legal trouble related or unrelated to this charge, he gets 90 days in jail. That sentence is hanging over his head. And if he fucks up in any way, he goes to jail for 90 days. If he violates his restraining order again or any other crime. So you would think he'd be a little more careful and know the word of the document a little stronger so that he could not violate it. But here he goes like, no, Matt can read a comment about Ashley on my show. He can't. He can't even let the chat talk about Ashley LaRue. He's supposed to ban anyone who says anything about Ashley LaRue in any capacity, at any broadcast or social media context he controls. But he's so dumb he doesn't get that. He never gets that.
Yeah, you can read that. Go ahead, Shane M. $10.
The mother of my children also screwed me over. Any advice on this topic? Find yourself a good attorney. Pay him lots of fucking money. That's my advice.
And I've never been in such a situation, no. So I don't know.
That's just what I've heard you have to do.
Got him. We fucking got him.
Even the
directly or indirectly. They think they can play the pronoun game. They think they can go... Someone, let's just say someone is causing some trouble. He can't even do that. Now, the likelihood of him going to prison for any of that is small, but it still is a violation, whether or not he gets caught or prosecuted or whatever. This sentence that has stayed, this 90-day jail sentence, can come crashing down on him at any point. Imagine 90 days of no goal. He'd lose his house. I think he'd lose his house. He doesn't have any money.
Prosecutor goes, I can attest to what Mr. Imholtz said.
Respondent is prohibited from directly or indirectly talking about disparaging or harassing the petitioner online, social media, and or during an online broadcast. And here he goes.
The relationship between him and blah, 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 blah is much better, is very good.
So now he's talking about her in court that day. I mean, it's just wild. This is the night of.
The relationship between him and blah, 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 blah is much better, is very good, and everyone's very happy and blah, blah. I'm like,
yep.
Drew says he wouldn't sit the 90 days. He'd probably get a week of house arrest. I would normally agree, like just prison overcrowding and the way sentencing and stuff works. However, the judge told him in court that wouldn't be the case. The judge told him that if he violates this restraining order again, not only will he go to jail for 90 days, there will be an additional sentencing and it will be enhanced. It will be more. Normally, I'd agree. I think if he were to stab a man, okay, and it, like in addition to whatever he gets for stabbing the man, is he going to get 90 days? Probably not. That's going to supersede. Stabbing is too extreme. He steals a candy bar from a store and gets caught. Will he go to jail for 90 days? Maybe this is what you're saying happened. The judge told him in court, and then again, this is a report from our mole that was in court. The judge told him there will be an enhanced slope of punishment for violations of this. So in addition to the 90 days that I think, and it could get reduced to 30 or something like that, sure. But I think he would 100% do prison time based on what the judge told him. The judge told him, this is a serious thing, and if you do it again, the punishment goes up. So it'll be 90 days, and then whatever the additional one. And the next one might be 90 days, might be the next. What if the next one's 180 days? So now he has 90 and 180. And he might get that reduced or something down to, again, 30 days or whatever. But the judge pretty much told him, like, don't fuck around with this. If you do this again, it will be more than what I've told you. Because the 90 is for the last violation. Again, that 90 won't come down because he does it again. That 90 is just on pause. It's basically a stay of execution. It's a stay of execution of a punishment. He has been punished. He has been sentenced to 90 days. There's stays of sentencing and there's stays of execution of sentencing. So he's been sentenced to 90 days in jail. But the execution of that sentencing, the execution of the punishment, is being stayed. So that one comes down, and then whatever he did, he gets a new one for. I think he would do jail time if he violated the restraining order, especially in such a manner that Ashley initiated the violation report. Us sending in, like, he mentioned her on the show, Judge. That's just... I hope people understand we don't... It's the same thing with the prize show. It's like, Melton failed. He thought he was going to get him shut down and put in jail. I did. All of it's to make him sweat. It's just, the funny thing is watching him wiggle. Doing his little, you know, nervous. Like that, we're all just watching a man worm. That's what we're trying to do. Nobody thinks we're wrecking Steel Toe.
I'm like, fucking hell, what did I walk into here? This is nice. Take a little responsibility for your actions. Say that's all in the past. I'm really sorry.
Well, and you made change.
Yeah, and you made change. Yes. And then everyone goes.
Yeah, Pig Newton makes a good, phrases it in a good way. It's informal probation. If he violates it in the next 363 days, he'll do the 90 plus an additional amount for the new violation.
Fucking guy's all right. Like, even the people on the other side of you are like, hey, this fucking guy's okay.
So now he's making fun of the prosecution and Ashley going like, they all said I was good. They all said they liked me. They all said I was cool.
Oh, now go get your fucking fingerprints. I'm like, all right, I'll get on. Get the fuck out of here and get your fingerprints. We don't need you anymore. I'm like, all right. It was nice. It was a decent experience.
Yeah.
I was glad to do it.
I was glad to do it. It was a decent experience violating my wife's restraining order. The mother of my children, making her get a restraining order on me, then violating that by joking about her murder, and then fucking while someone murders her. It was a nice experience. I'm glad I did that.
It was a decent experience.
It was a decent experience. You talked about murdering and fucking in the blood of your ex-wife, the mother of your children. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah,
I was glad to do it.
I loved it. I loved it. Best ride of the year.
Glad to take... What I told my lawyer today was like, I feel like this is me exercising the last vestiges of that part of my life.
The only problem with it is it wasn't you exercising anything. It was mandatory for you to go in and admit to a crime. Yeah, it felt like today, you know, it was like, it was the last chance. They told me, if you want to come into court and, like, plead guilty to a crime against the mother of your children, like... The last day you have to do it is the 20th. You better get in here. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to exercise that right. I'll take it. I'm going to miss it. This is the last time. But I'm going to get down there. By God, I'm going to... You didn't... Exercising implies it was voluntary. You were subpoenaed to court for violating a restraining order against the mother of your children by joking about fucking in her freshly murdered blood. This is after it's come out in court documents that you beat your fucking wife, that you choked your fucking wife. So, yeah, look at where his hands are right now. That's how he choked her. That's how he choked April.
Yeah.
Like, I took that shitty, horrible...
Yeah, shit show says, don't say exercise in front of Melton. I'm triggered.
Horrible, life-destroying April, Kayla, Nick...
I love it, too. Like, while he's never admit... When was the time when you're... He says now it's like that life-destroying time. That event that destroyed my life. When was that? In April... She was upstairs making candied bacon and feeling remarkably better. And then in May, you were glad you went down a road. The divorce was over. There is no good guy. There is no bad guy. There's just you and me, and we disagree. Remember that? Remember his little rhyme? Look, you know, nobody did anything wrong. We just grew apart, separate ways. It happens. There's no good guy, and there's no bad guy. There's just you and me. We disagree. Hey, some things don't work out. C'est la vie. C'est la vie. Pardon my Greek. And then in June, after the arrest, it was, well, I told him, and like, I'm glad my life's great. When was your life destroyed? You said this wrecked your life, ruined your life, destroyed your life. When was that? Because I go back in the calendar and you were always winning. April's upstairs with the candied bacon, doing remarkably better. We're getting a divorce, but that's just the way it is, and there's no real problem. I'm happy, and it's better for me. They got arrested, but I'm doing great. When was the destroyed part? You gonna let us in on that? Because you only tell the truth after April left. So when was it that everything was destroyed? I'm just having trouble. Because it's just been win after win after win after win after win.
Aaron, mm-hmm. team that was mm-hmm. toxic and fucking horrible and awful and led to so many other ricochet effects that affected other people.
Yep.
This was me accepting like the last portion of responsibility for that.
Yeah.
And you think that's exercising vestiges.
And exercising it. It felt really good.
Good.
And
it felt really good to go to court for violating restraining order against the mother of my children. Ah.
And
fucking good.
And
it felt great. I asked the judge if I could just sit there for a while and feel it. I asked him if I could take photos.
I'm happy for you.
I have people waiting.
I'm thinking about redoing the set in here to give it like an old-timey court look.
Outside the courtroom, just like, here he comes. I'm like,
okay, listen to this.
I have people waiting outside the courtroom, just like, here he comes.
No one. Matter of fact, no one was waiting outside the courtroom when he left. No one. Our guy got a picture of him going in, a video. Our guy got a picture of his bald head from behind. It's back here, it's even worse than up front. Holy shit. Go check my Twitter. I said it's definitely not bring your hair to court day. And now he's going to pretend. First of all, he didn't even see that guy taking that video, clearly. But now he's going to pretend and gaslight himself, because this is what he does. I walked out of court and there were people there to take photos of me. No, there weren't. No, there weren't. No one was outside. Our guy wasn't outside taking photos. But again, Aaron remembers it. Listen, he's going to tell you how it happened.
For that.
Yeah.
And exercising it. It felt really good.
Good.
And
fucking good.
And
I'm happy for
you. I had people waiting outside the courtroom, just like, here he comes. I'm like, yeah, fucking soak it in, bitch.
Again, he has to rewrite the way it happened. Yeah, it wasn't while I was walking in, and I definitely noticed it. I came out, there were people, they were like, God, here he comes. But I don't know why they kept turning the camera. We need portrait and landscape. And then he was like, yeah, soak it in, bitch. Is that what happened? Or did you almost pull your lip over your nose and not see anybody take a photo of you? I think that's what happened. Are you getting those two mixed up? One guy filming you and you didn't notice? to you walking out to a bunch of microphones like a press conference going, soak it up, bitch. Because that didn't happen. You know that, right? Do you know that didn't happen? Soak it up, bitch.
Room just like, here he comes. I'm like, yeah, fucking soak it in, bitch. We got this.
Soak it in. It's not even soak it up. Soak it in.
$135.
Let it soak. Is that the saying? Let it soak.
Fine. That's what it cost me. Paid me 135 buckaroonies, which I would have probably golfed that away this morning anyway. You know?
I would have golfed that. Again, he's taking it very seriously here, you can tell. I would have golfed that away this morning with Lexi, the cart girl.
What that guy did, because he's like, I need the body cam footage for discovery because I'm going to prove that they can't prove it was me on that thing. One of the lawyers, we went back outside, and one of the lawyers who was there and wasn't there looked at me and said, he's pulling a Ricada. I laughed. Dude, I got out of the courtroom. I hit my fucking knees. I was laughing so hard.
I got out of the courtroom. Listen to this lie. Dude, I was laughing so hard. I walked out of the courtroom and I hit my knees. I fell down that. So there'll be a lot of photos of that, though, because the people who were waiting for you outside the courtroom going, here he comes. So they got you falling on your knees, laughing. Can't wait for those pictures to come out. They're probably getting developed down to 1 hour Kodak lab. You said when I walked out of the courthouse, there were a bunch of people there to take photos. Here he comes. Soak it up, bitch. Were you like, soak it up, bitch? Or were you laughing on your knees? Because now you're telling a different, confused.
And I looked at my lawyer. I go, do you know how happy it makes me to hear someone say Ricada as a verb, as like a guy wasting the fucking court's time with horseshit? A lawyer said that guy's pulling a Ricada. I was so happy.
I was told tonight's show was going to be a doozy, and so far it's looking good.
All right, Matt. Why is he there? Sue John Myers says, cheers. Cheers to you, Sue John.
Man, what an amazing day. Let me get on Yelp and leave a review. Sauk Rapids Municipal Court. 10 out of 10. Had a really great time. Good experience. Judge was cool. Lawyers were good. Felt great. Really just awesome hang. Would recommend.
Johnny Rockwell, thank you very much. Member for 14 months. 14 months? You don't get that for 6,000 child porn pics. 6,000. Also, why 6,000?
I'm a huge loser that is just extremely happy to have one person I can call a friend.
Yeah, they're both just two twice-divorced middle-aged dads just clinging to each other for relevancy in any capacity whatsoever.
And I lied. It was my lawyer who said that. My lawyer said he's pulling a Ricada, okay. And it made me laugh my fucking balls off.
Okay.
But it is, I was talking to him about Nick's motion and everything, and he goes, look. Because I trust, my lawyer more than I do, YouTube lawyers, because as good as, Sean is, and he's practicing and everything else and all these other guys, they also have to have a level of showmanship. They're performing.
Mm-hmm. I trust my lawyer more than YouTube lawyers. Yeah. People know that, Stearns County, Minnesota has the best lawyers.
So I go to my lawyer.
You've also got personal experience of what he's told you and what's happened in the past.
So my lawyer was like, look, it's a real Hail Mary. But it's what everybody does in these situations. It's just what you do. You try to get everything thrown out and you hope for the best. Mm-hmm. He says, but his motions look like he is writing them personally.
Yeah.
And they're terrible. He said, either this lawyer is a complete pushover and just letting Nick do this, or this lawyer is just cashing the checks and letting him do whatever he wants.
Aaron, your lawyer doesn't even understand your restraining order. you're a fucking idiot. The reason he trusts his lawyer is because his lawyer tells him all the other lawyers are dumb. He's like, I had no idea. Every other lawyer in the world is fucking retarded. My lawyer said so. I trust my lawyer because he said they're not good. The one I hired has to be good because the toe. But, no, I was talking to my lawyer and he was like, oh, the other lawyers are bad. Oh, the other lawyers don't know how to write. All the other lawyers don't know how to cross their T's and dot their O's. Like, okay.
Basically.
Probably the second.
Yeah, so.
Meanwhile, Aaron can't write. Aaron can't use words. Like, go read every description for Aaron's program. Like, his shows. We're back today, and Aaron's in the...
But he said, yeah, those are not... They're not good motions. He goes, what he's doing, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. Anyone who criticizes what he's doing, mm-hmm. I guess a normal thing.
Okay.
So, you've been criticizing Nick Riccati's defense strategy for 4 months, but you said anybody who criticizes what he's doing, what?
He said, but it looks like shit.
God.
Hit the like button.
Hit the like button. All right, we got to go. I got to have a night to myself. Sorry about the heavy topic in the beginning. I would just caution you to chill the fuck out and learn to be able to discuss adult themes and inappropriate, uncomfortable things and not immediately wince up and go, I don't know if we should be. I don't think you can. Stop! Stop! Can you imagine... Like when they were making laws about how you can't fuck kids, if you were there, you fucking nudge. So like they're like, we're gonna make it illegal for people to fuck kids. It started happening. We're starting a society, and we've noticed there's a couple of guys, Gary, who have been taking children and banging them. We're gonna make a law against that and put that guy in jail. And you were like, stop, stop. We shouldn't even can't talk about this. Stop. Stop! It's like we want to put him in jail. We're saying it's bad. Stop! This is uncomfortable. Stop! Stop! Don't listen. Don't listen. Put your headphones on. Put your noise-canceling, life-canceling headphones on. Put your fingers in your ear and just la-la-la your way to ignorance, you fucking idiot. Pegleg, I can't wait for Nick, April, and Ashley. Take everything they have. Enjoy your trip. Thank you very much. Appreciating that.
Hey, Melton, good show. I'm a new member. Been watching now for a couple months. Not sure how I got into all this. Hell.
There's no way out. There's no way out. You got to save yourself, pretty much. Waver says, great to meet you in Rochester, Patrick. You rock. Waver, great to meet you. He's not attached to B. Smiley and Pulper. They are separate people. I've met Pulper and I've met Waver. B. Smiley may be a myth. B. Smiley may be an apparition. But I think Waver's legit. No, it's so great. I met Reels. I had met him. Meredith Halfpenny. I met a lot of people that I hadn't met. And they all do this thing when they come up and they're like, hey, Melton, nice to meet you. I'm Picasso Rob. I don't really super chat. I'm sorry. They do that. They all go, I don't really super chat, I'm sorry. And I go, you don't, people who super chat are mentally ill. People who give 20 memberships are cuckoo, okay? People who super tip are fucking retarded, all right? They're losers. You're the normal one, not giving your money to a program. Don't support artists. Don't do it. It's a waste of your money, and they'll just let you down. They'll start joking about child porn, and then you'll cry. Thank goodness it wasn't 6 million pics. Hacka, hacka! Which brings up an interesting question. What's worse, the Holocaust, 6 million Jews, or 6,000 child porn guys? We gotta go, we really gotta get out. Thank you guys for... What would you rather find on your computer? 6,000 dead Jews or 6 million dead Jews or 6,000 child porn pics? You tell me. You lift up your laptop one day, it's just ashes falling out of it. You're like, ah!
Do you remember the South Park episode where the loser kid becomes Facebook friends with Butters? The kid is so excited that he keeps running to his mom to tell her. That's me. Aaron is my Butters.
Fuck! Aaron is my Butters. It's still up. Why is it still up?
Do you remember the South Park episode?
Okay, weird. The taxes stuff, thank you. Ah, damn. Yeah, but you can go watch. You can go back and watch. We had some stream trouble in the beginning. That was very embarrassing for me. And I'm going to watch this back. If the audio is really bad, I'll switch to the DJI lapel mic tomorrow on the next show. But I can't imagine it's awful. Come on. Come on. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. There will be more shows. I was like literally like sleep all day in bed, like 14 hours straight sick. So apologies for that. Any other thoughts before we get out of here? There's a man at the window. Yeah, it's Mikey. I'll put his camera on. He's definitely not smoking out the window of my Airbnb. He's definitely not doing that. Because that would be...
No, I just finished my cigarette. It's fine.
This would be a violation. Well, when I say you're not smoking, don't say I just finished a cigarette. He's slow, which is why we don't let him on much. We were wearing NLO hats last night, and a lady said that it looked like sperm.
Yeah.
We both had one. She's like, what are you guys, in some sort of sperm club? I was like,
yep.
Don't ask, don't tell. All right, thank you guys. Sorry for the sensitive subject, but also not sorry. Just learn to let it go. Like, please.